Blog Talk Radio.
I will survive without you.
No, not that.
There we go. Hold on. I fixed it. Hello. Are you on the Matthew Aaron Show? Are we on? Oh, Jesus. What are you doing?
How'd that go?
I don't know.
Are you live now?
I don't know if we're live. We're going to find out, aren't we?
Is this just me and Len talking?
Hello.
I hear you.
Hello.
Over there.
Yeah, I hear you. Through
well,
here.
Everyone hears me, but I'm not getting any feedback yet.
Pat, why don't you just run calling to the show?
Hello.
You can hear him talk.
Hello.
Do you have the number for the show?
I hope people at least heard Ace of Base, because that's my jam.
Could you give him the number for the phone?
No. Yeah. We're on now. Now you're on.
Oh, they heard us?
See what happens, Luisi, when you mess around with the fucking USB. You plugged in the cord, though, into a spot that's being used. Oh, my God. This is what I'm
doing.
Did
they hear the White Castle?
No, they never heard anything. They didn't hear the White Castle. It wasn't even a bit. It was just Turzo inhaling White Castles.
Oh, by the way, it's
100. Yeah, by the way, this is Matthew Aaron, www.thematthewaronshow.com. I'm sitting here with Mike Fricano and Len Cannata. Say hello again. No, they didn't hear you. They don't want to hear you again, though.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, God.
So you went from pedophilia to the gay singing duo.
Hello,
my ragtag doll.
I apologize about that. If people were getting paid, I'd fire them.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. No, it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Hey, we had a fun time at Bratstop Sunday, huh? That was a good time.
I was at Bratstop. I wasn't.
You were there.
No.
You led the way.
I did. I drove the way.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, in your rented car.
Yeah, well, I rented the car because we had to rent it because some other people dropped off our trip.
Did you catch the thunderstorms this weekend?
Yeah.
That was horrible during the day.
You guys did?
Oh, yeah, it was horrible.
I mean, there was
douchebags like Joe and fucking Pat. Oh, it's going to rain. 20% chance of rain. Let's cancel all of our plans.
30 to 40% chance, actually.
No.
Pat and I looked it up.
I hope to God on your wedding day it fucking rains cats and dogs, Patrick. I hope it rains.
So you rent a car.
Yours rained and I had a ball.
Yeah, but wait, why are you renting a car anyways, even though...
You think I'm going to put miles on my caddy?
Are you kidding me? How many times have you gone on the city and he's got his dad's truck in the city?
Plenty.
Because I don't want to put miles on my car.
Plenty. How old's your car? What year is it?
07.
How many miles is...
If my son owned a car and came to me, Dad, I'm taking your car, I'd look at him, what's wrong with your car? Oh, nothing, I just don't want to put miles on it.
Yeah, does he ever say that?
Go fuck yourself, don't put miles on my car.
Oh, because we haven't taken your dad's car up to Michigan a couple times.
I didn't have a car at that point.
You didn't have a car?
No, I think they had the Nissan at that
point. I had the Monte Carlo that had 140,000 miles.
No, but last year you did have the Nissan.
It was illegal.
Oh, and it's not illegal now?
It still is. I'm paying the fines all over the place.
Oh, okay.
I pumped a grand.
So how many?
Well, still, you're paying the fines all over the place. You know, you're still paying off your loans, and yet you still spend more money on trips than Pat.
Well, yeah, duh.
I mean, yeah, so.
Is that even a debate?
Cheap,
how many? I got 140,000 miles in my Monte Carlo.
Where are those birds coming from? I don't know.
How many miles you got in your caddy?
60 or 59.
Really?
4 years old, and it's got 59,000 fucking miles.
My car has more cars and more miles. My car has more cars.
Your car has more cars.
I got a lot of cars in my car.
Hey, fucking A, man.
You should
those
be,
little ones pop out.
You should be putting on 20,000 miles a year.
Probably
that's the average.
No, the average is 12, man. I don't know.
Yes.
Well, my average is...
No, my average is about 15.
My average is 20.
My average is 20.
No, my average is 15, yeah.
People on welfare's average is 12. That's where
they
get that.
Some people?
No. Their average is like 8.
Oh.
That's just a lot of trips back and forth from McDonald's.
Oh, man.
Good healthy eating.
Am I making fun of people on welfare right now?
You totally are. You totally are.
So we go to Bratstop. It was...
there were welfare people at Bratstop.
Yeah, they were.
No, those were just people from Wisconsin.
It was me.
those were just the hillbillies.
You went. Lenny went. Ricano went. Pat went. DeStefano and Nicole.
Our dear friend Nicole.
Nicole went, and we'll get to Nicole soon.
Let's not leave Turzo out.
But, I'm getting to that.
After
so we're
bitching at me in the car.
We had no idea he was
How
even
can
going,
you
though.
The guy that ate a pound worth of bratwurst.
We're getting to him.
He ate a pound.
How did you even know he was going, though?
No, not at all. Not till we were in the car.
He calls
like, Turzo's
me.
Up there.
Yeah.
Because not 1 hour before, Well, where are you going? I'm going to a bread shop. Well, I'm not driving up there alone. I'd be like, well, you won't really. Okay.
Yeah, and an hour later, he's like, I'm at the bar at Brat Stop.
I'm leaving downtown. So he went right up there. Like, he thought for 10 seconds after he got off the phone. He's like, oh, fool.
With no air conditioning in 90-degree heat.
And he was determined.
He already had a brat by the time we got there. And who knows what kind of bev.
I'm telling you right now, after being there, I would not be driving up there ever again without air conditioning. I don't think I would have done it the first time without air conditioning.
No.
What about in the winter if you didn't have air conditioning?
Oh, it's great up there.
Well, that's different.
Oh, okay. I just want to know. So technically, if your car doesn't have air conditioning in the winter,
so where do you even...
What do I need air conditioning for in the winter?
You know, actually, let's talk about Friday when we were in Saugatuck, Michigan, which is the capital of games.
We'll get back to Broadstop. Okay. Continue.
We'll get back to... Yeah.
Saugatuck, Michigan.
How are we going to jump back to Broadstop from Saugatuck?
Saugatuck, Michigan, you're on.
It's the capital of game Michigan.
And gay Michigan?
Gay Michigan.
Homosexual.
Homosexual.
Wait, what's
Michigan.
The PC term?
No, gay.
Homosexual,
no, queer.
Michigan.
Gay's fine.
Queer.
Well, of course Mike would say that. But no. We're up there. So, you know, two guys sitting at a table together having dinner at the Butler in Saugatuck.
Homosexual.
Yeah. So about halfway into the meal.
That?
I don't know.
Homosexual.
It was pretty gay.
Halfway into the meal, Mike's like, you know, we're having fun. I'm like, oh, get some cake and stuff, you know, have fun. Well, then all of a sudden I get a Facebook message. You know, it's the capital of game Michigan. I tell Mike this. His whole demeanor during the rest of the meal changes. He's like, no, we're not. He's like, we got to go. We got to get out of here. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
It's just the two of you?
And he's like, Lenny, it's the capital of game Michigan. There's two guys sitting here. What do you think everyone's thinking about right now when they're staring at us?
And we know Lenny likes sharing food.
And then he's like, I need cake.
So I'm like, here, have some. So I tried feeding him with the spoon. But he took it. He took it like a man.
Now, here's the thing that I was confused about. Well, here's the thing that scared me. We were
then
the
saw,
only two guys together.
Together, yeah. Everyone else was with chicks.
Yeah, the capital.
No, then we walked down.
Exactly. You've been to Boys Town. You've been to San Francisco. You've been to many gay communities. You see a lot of guys together. There were no guys together. It was just me and him.
Yeah.
That was it.
So I don't know if it really. No. But then, like, I started to feel like everything I said then was gay or out of step with me. Because I'm like, oh, look at the gazebo. Let's go sit by the gazebo.
And before he
down
said
by
that,
the lake.
I say that all the time.
Before he said that we're walking, he's like, slow down. I'd like to look around a little bit.
Is this one of those
nice.
Like, beautiful nice, white pine gazebos,
was,
though, with a nice little
two-seat
It
was.
It was a nice three-seat
bench. Oh, three-seat.
It was
okay.
Nice,
it was actually a nice gazebo.
Okay.
The whole town was nice.
Yes.
I was impressed.
Pat's got the hot hole.
And Matt didn't want to come. I don't know why.
Yeah, why
did you
want to come?
I did want to come. I was working.
Tight ass.
I was that, too. That, too. I'm saving up for L.A.
So back to the Brat Stop.
Yeah, so we go to Brat Stop. We get there. Well, on the ride down, they're playing all my jams. All my jams.
Yeah, every song that comes on the radio is one of his fucking jams.
I think there has to be something said about that. That's not really your jam. This is a song I like.
It was kind of a community jam. They were all actually like number one hits at some point in time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know why? But you know why they're my jams? Because we're in the car with Pat, and he doesn't know who Billy Joel, the Rolling Stones, or the Beatles even are. So, you know, I kind of felt like I'm into this indie music like the Stones sitting next to him. I'm like, Pat, you should try these guys out. They're real good. I just discovered them, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, but they're no Dire Straits.
There was someone sitting in between us, Nicole, correct, who I need to ask you later if you hooked up with her. No?
Now, if you read on my Facebook today.
Why is he making that face?
You saw some specific things.
What?
Go read my Facebook.
Nicole said not to bring her up.
How
many times did she say it Sunday?
Oh, like she wasn't going to be brought up.
Yeah, right.
True. It's like you kind when you're in with
like
this group.
Like she's even listening.
Actually, she said she. Let's.
Well, then have her call in.
Are you friends with her on Facebook?
Yeah.
Which
is she on chat right now?
I don't know.
Okay. Have her call you in.
She says she's not calling in no matter what. Oh, she's cute.
Oh, Alex thinks she's cute.
Alex doing his typical Facebook stalking.
Well, Alex
okay.
will be
Pat,
friending
Pat
you shortly.
Other stalkers in this basement. Pat is numero uno.
So we go to Brat Stop.
Oh, you know you are. You wake up and it's an hour out of your day every day.
You are kind of a Facebook creep.
He goes through like full news feeds and he can. And I mean, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to know everything.
I commend that, though.
So we go to Brat.
Yeah, she posted that on my wall. Did you see that?
Go to Brat Stop, ADD.
Someone got assaulted with a brat.
Lenny, why don't you tell the story? We go Brat Stop.
No, I was talking about a woman who got hit over the head with a brat.
Yes, there was a woman in Des Moines, Iowa,
who got
attacked by
a
homeless woman with a brat.
She thought it was an Italian sausage.
What's the difference? She still got hit with an encased meat. What are we splitting hairs over here? Brat, Italian sausage.
Continue.
I wish I could have seen that.
So we get the brat stop.
We did it.
And Terzo's there.
No.
And Terzo's been standing at the bar. He claims he had only one bratwurst by the time we got there. I believe him. Yeah, because he wasn't sweating that bad.
Matt, why don't you tell him what you ordered? Tell him what you ordered first. The hairy hot dog. You got it there.
Jeez. Thanks, Eddie Murphy. That was good.
You know how to get here on your own right now. Like, so you don't have to bring him. Pat doesn't have to come. I mean, you do know how to get here now.
Where else are we going to hear about a hairy hot dog from Pat?
Yeah. Pat and his hairy hot dogs. That's beautiful. I told you, Pat, you got to trim around there if you ever want Nicole to, you know, take advantage. She ain't going to go down on you with that force. It's like Pitfall down there.
Maybe that's what she likes.
Swinging vines and chopping down. Never mind. So anyway.
She could be one of those girls
that's
a fan
things.
Of hair.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. She could be a fan of hair.
Maybe she likes to braid it.
She is Polish. I don't know what that means, but.
They clean and like a lot of hair.
Yeah, they clean and like hair. There you go. So we go to Bratstop. I love how this two-minute story takes 50 to fucking tell around you people.
Yep.
So we go to Bratstop, and we sit down, and here's the order. And it's just ridiculous. First of all, Fricano and I got into the back first to smoke, and we positioned the fans in front of us to make sure you guys were hot. We didn't really care about you guys and your sweat. We wanted to be cool.
Yes.
And then what did we order? Three rounds of fried cheese curds.
Yes.
Terzo had.
No, let's start with the fact that everyone.
I had two brats at the table. But I did not eat all my buns.
No, but everyone ordered.
I didn't eat all my buns. I cut out some carbs.
Oh, you like the buns?
Oh.
I cut out some carbs.
I don't think he did, because that cheese that they give you?
The Merck's cheddar?
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's that sharp,
that thing was like
thick,
right out of a
cow's heart stopper cheddar.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you speak of.
The cheese was good, though.
It was great.
So we all get the two-brat meal.
Even Nicole.
But I didn't know Mikey got the... I didn't know Mikey got the... What was it? Three or four-brat meal, Mikey? The three-brat meal.
How was the cheddar brat? You said the best brat you had was really the regular.
The best brat was the regular, yes.
I could go with that.
Followed by the garlic and the veal.
I like the garlic.
Well. Anyways. Lenny gets the bill. And he has to put miles on his card, so he don't even look at the fucking bill.
No.
I was waiting
you,
for this thing
wait
to be
a second.
Discarded.
No. When some people want to put miles on their card, they usually ask for money from other people. Did I not pick up the whole meal?
No one's criticizing you.
Did I not pick up the whole
meal? No one's saying.
Okay,
yes,
so I'm
glad you gave yourself credit for that.
Okay,
good job.
Don't make it seem
Matt,
like I collect the money.
It wouldn't be a problem if he can get his big ass in a coach seat, but he's got to get miles to sit in first class.
Why does Pat come down here?
He just comes down to throw zingers.
We need to get Pat Mike.
They're not even zingers.
He's
kind
of working it right now.
They're not even wit.
He's working.
But is that a true story though?
Ryan, who used to come in and out of nowhere and then leave and go back to outer space. That's what Pat does. Walks around the table, has something to say.
He needs to lose weight.
I'll talk to you guys in a couple more minutes. I'm going for a walk. Okay.
But no, don't
hey,
wait.
Hot dog.
Yeah,
not
call
even charming.
War.
Don't you call
war.
It?
Texas.
Politics.
Politics. Arr. So.
Wait,
we go to Bratstop. We go to Bratstop.
For the fourth time.
Fourth? This story's never ending.
So I'm waiting.
We haven't even got
you know we did more that day.
I totally thought your card was going to get declined, though, with all the money you spent the last week.
Yeah, it's been kind of a bender.
I thought for sure we'd get a good laugh out of that. I thought you and I'd both be declining cards.
I was kind of shocked, though, that it did get approved. I did have two backups.
So then we went and got root beer floats. Mikey, did you have a root beer float? He had a root beer float as well.
But he didn't like the root beer as much.
But
here you love the root beer. It's homemade root beer.
You weren't as into it as
this place makes their own root beer.
It was very good root beer. Unfortunately, it kind of tasted like maple syrup. It was very sweet, and they had no carbonation in it.
That was Mike Terzo, folks.
Hold on. We got a phone call here.
Oh.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
God, you need to go somewhere else. I can hear you.
I can hear you too. I can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, Pat's on the phone now.
So I can't get a mic, so I gotta call in.
We went to Bratstop, Pat. Then we went to the get root beer floats. Then it was 90 degrees out. Turzo had no AC in his car, and he was I'm sorry, Mike. I got to tell you right now, Mike. I'm sorry because I should have checked to see if you were alive or not on Monday morning, and I did not. So I apologize for that. I was very concerned about your health.
What a good friend you are. You're an ignorant fuck. You know that?
Oh, you checked?
I did.
Did you check for real?
No.
Yeah.
Bloody didn't check like he cares.
I'll give you $20 to go over there and fucking hit him as hard as you can. Well, then we'll just mute the microphones for a little bit.
So, hey, so Pat, before I get to how we got those cheap drinks at Applebee's, that the point of the story, we saw Captain America, and we were going to give our review.
That was a good movie. That was great, let me tell you.
No, wait, what? First, we went to Applebee's. Let's get to the good before we get to that. We went to Applebee's, and by the way, if you go anywhere for cheap drinks, go to Applebee's in Kenosha. Every drink was like $2.
You could be a king with $40.
It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. $2.
Long but why did
Yeah, we didn't want to hall pass it. We wanted to chloroform people.
Where is he at?
He's laying on your couch.
He's laying on my couch?
Yeah.
So then we go to Captain America. And I think that we go for some.
I could hear.
I'm putting him on mute.
Thank you.
Once my buzz went away, I wanted to leave the theater.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
I just thought that Chris Evans. Oh, someone sent me an article.
Did you guys see that?
How is the bad guy just a red guy and does nothing?
Did you guys see that guy sitting in the theater?
Which guy?
Who was like four of me.
Oh, that guy?
No,
I see the big guy?
It's like three rows in front of us.
It's Kenosha. Which big guy?
Oh, no,
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 no. I don't even know how he made it up that many stairs.
Uh-oh, Nicole Putman posted on my wall.
What'd you put?
Apparently, I can't listen in my iPad. Sad face, I can't listen tonight. I'll listen not live in the AM. Have fun. Ooh, good.
Maybe we should write back. Maybe
I'm writing back to her. It's about to get good.
It's about...
Nicole. So this Chris Evans, no good. Then I read an article. My friend sends me an article the next day saying he grew up playing with My Little Ponies. And what's another? I got to find this article.
Cabbage Patch Dolls?
Yes.
Care Bears? Who?
Something really effeminate.
Who
that guy that played Captain America.
The lead actor?
Yeah, the one all the girls are creaming their jeans
what,
over.
You didn't have a Care Bear growing up?
I didn't have a My... You had My Little Ponies? Dinner.
It's always on Family
Did
Guy.
You have My Little Ponies?
No, I didn't have My
So
Little
if it's
Ponies.
Always on Family Guy, does that mean everybody had it?
Absolutely. All right, here's the New York Daily News.
Never had G.I. Joe.
I'll read this to you.
I am G.I. Joe.
Chris Evans at the cyber entrepreneur Lanny Hayes Landmark Tech Music Lodge at Comic-Con.
That's a pretty long
Yeah, that's a long
name.
Title.
Jesus.
A reporter from The Hollywood Reporter asked the Captain America star to name his favorite. Yeah, well, this is the New York Daily News. What do you expect? To
like
name his
times.
Yeah, to name his favorite superhero when he was little. Chris Evans' quote goes, "In all honesty, I was playing with Care Bears and My Little Pony." There's your superhero. A real man. Manly man. Once again, my theory is proven correct that if the movie starred James Caan as Captain America,
really?
It would have been 100 times better.
I think you could have named like
James
Caan
as Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
How?
Why not? He runs around throwing the shield, does all the same shit.
Let's face
James
it, really?
Caan from 60 years ago?
No, James
no,
Caan
no,
from
no.
yesterday.
Hey, you fucking guy.
No. Yeah.
You could have had anybody. Captain America has no superpowers. He throws a shield that comes back to him.
That's true.
That's amazing.
I just,
dude, he
amazing.
Is super American.
I
that
bought,
is the best superpower.
I bought a boomerang
George
when
Bush
I was
rules.
I didn't think.
You're a sick
He was complaining.
Alex.
He was complaining. What do you want?
You had a kid
I got orders
the
from the boss.
Who was complaining?
The boss. Oh, come on.
Pat, you want to stop in?
Pat's got to stop in anyways. Well, Pat, we're going to talk about you and Nicole, so you can either not comment.
Excuse me, I'm calling to a real show right now.
Oh, okay. Who has a real show, Pat? Yeah.
Name a guy on 60 Minutes.
So anyways, Captain America, we all agree, no
this
good.
Night on 60 Minutes.
Oh, Pat's got the hot hole. That's why he's in the John.
Yeah. From the White Castle. You give it a little time.
I only had two.
Me too.
Are we still on Captain America?
Yeah, so what did you think? I thought there was no character development. I could hear Tommy Lee Jones counting
you
the
know,
money.
I think they're just trying to crank out these fucking movies for the Avengers.
Yeah.
They're just, and now they're not even
I saw the Avengers preview after, though, and I was like, eh.
Whoa, more importantly, preview for another Spider-Man movie?
Yeah,
oh,
what
are
was
you
that?
Kidding me?
It's the same movie. It's just
ridiculous.
Got made 10 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
But is it the...
Though Marty Sheen's in it.
Does, oh,
is he?
Well, if Marty
he plays
Sheen...
Uncle Ben.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Ooh. Now, if... Is this the dark comics that they're doing?
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, is that like...
I think
well,
the guy
the
that plays... Yeah.
Are the dark novels... And they're completely different than the Michael Keaton
ones.
Well,
I think the guy that plays...
better, too.
Keaton ones were kind of good.
Nicole says she's very frustrated right now. Can't she listen to it on her iPad? It's on a Blog Talk.
If you need Flash, a Flash plugin won't...
Oh, she has no Flash?
There's no Flash on the iPad.
She has no Flash, is what you're
saying.
Well,
she could call and give her the number to call in and listen.
Speaking of Flash and Nicole, Pat, how was the ride home? No comment?
Ride home was good, thanks.
That's it?
What did you guys talk about?
Yeah.
The Matthew Aaron Show and Mr. Beef and Pizza in North Harlem.
She'd throw herself out of the car? Or...
I just think I was just pretty confident Pat could have gotten some if he wanted.
No? For Pat, it's always dry.
I just thought Pat could have gotten some. Pat was working it. Pat was working it, I thought.
Of course he was. He's getting her drinks. You know, hey, I don't know if he knew this, but at the movie theater, I did not sit next to her. She moved next to me.
Really?
I purposely moved away. I was going to sit down by you, and I'm like, are you going to sit next to Patrick? She's like, no, you can sit here.
I didn't sit near any of you.
No, I wanted to move down by you. Oh, and then
I had foot room.
In the middle of the movie? She goes, Pat.
Really?
He looks over and waves at him. I'm like, the fuck? Granted, yes, this is a shitty-ass movie, but you could sit over there.
Well, I was just texting all you guys during the movie, how bored I was. And
no,
I fell
but
asleep.
Then the little fucking hillbilly behind me.
Oh, yeah, the
was
fat
like,
guy.
Was, no, the fat guy was a couple rows in
oh,
front
okay.
of us. You don't fucking listen when
you
people talk.
You don't notice anything, do you?
You
no,
are just oblivious
I was
to
sleeping
society.
In 20 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
he
would
is,
you
yeah,
stop?
He does. Well, no, because you're like that fucking kid that's always over someone's shoulder. I hate that.
You are.
Like every time some, cell phone.
The reason why me and Mike put passwords on our cell phones is because of you. How does that make you feel, Pat? Trustworthy as a friend.
So, Dick. So what about this guy behind you? What happened with this guy behind you?
No, so I was trying to read your text.
Oh, yeah, they were good ones.
He's like, excuse me, sir, do you mind stopping that? It's bothering me.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, it's
really?
Bothering you. This is bothering you. I'm like, well, let me just finish what I'm doing, and I'll stop. So I went back. I replied to your text, and I put it away. I was just fucking furious.
He told you to put the texting away?
Yeah.
And then Lenny, like the big gangster that he is,
oh, okay,
took it
yeah.
like a little bit. And was like, I'm so
Mike,
sorry.
I've never seen you
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I apologize,
let me put
sir.
Yes.
I apologize
Excuse
fully.
Me.
May I pay for your movie,
yeah.
sir?
Hold on. I'll put it on my credit
yeah,
card.
Yeah, I forgot. Mike's
I got
to
put my
guy.
Miles on.
Fucking pussy over here.
Well, Fricano could throw down.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. He'd never fucking throw down.
Fricano
he'd run away like Pat.
Fricano,
bitches from the
really?
Northwest suburbs.
Really?
For Halloween.
Stay there, motherfucker.
Who was back in the fucking garage?
Who was back in the
Who
garage?
Got out of the garage?
That's right. You
yeah,
did.
That's right.
Let's not talk about that.
No, yeah, no. What story is that?
It's such a stupid
it's
ass
a dumb
fucking
story. Is it dumb?
Okay.
All
yeah.
I know is
Here's
Fricano can fight. I saw him on Halloween.
No,
with
no. And you know what he does?
Yeah.
Him
and
Nick you know what Mike does as soon as we go into the garage? He does one of these.
No one
can
hear that.
No one can see that.
He points to his eyes and then he points
yeah.
to the other person.
Like we're going to this
like
ride really
Bob
fucking
De
like we're Call of Duty.
Yeah,
like we're Call of Duty.
You're giving out
yeah,
signals.
We're like, yeah. Well,
here's what happened. We're going in the garage, right? And this chunky white girl goes running down the alley. And I'm
she
looking,
had black underwear.
Oh, yes. This was the other day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm looking at her. I'm like, what the hell? There's her underwear. And then we go pull into the garage. She comes down with this black guy. And then immediately one of these two, Pat O'Len's like, is she going to get raped? We pull out.
Stereotyping?
A little bit.
Well, she was running. She
yeah.
ran past the car and kept
in her
running.
Underwear.
And yes. No, in
no,
her, with her underwear hiked up.
Oh. And her skirt was like up her ass.
And then the guy comes running behind her. So we're like, oh, could be a rape.
And you guys just stood back and watched?
No, no, no. Then, like, they stood together and tried stopping the car. That's when we're like, just get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So we got out of there. And then I'm like, hold on, let's go back in. Pat peeled away. Me and Mike went back in.
That's right.
So how you call me a pussy when I went back in?
The 12-year-old told you to stop texting.
Today, Junior.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. We're all dumber now for having listened to you.
Oh, Lord.
then we came home Sunday night.
We did come home Sunday night. How about that?
That was another. You know, it took me 3.5 hours about to get up there.
To get up where?
To go get Nicole, then come down and get Matt, then come get Pat, then come get Mike.
You should have thought about that.
She referred to it as the road trip before the road trip.
The way home was a lot easier, wasn't it?
It was. Dump, gone. And I'm happy.
It's like your Tuesday nights.
Dump, gone. Well, no, I'm happy. I didn't have to drive her back downtown. I'm happy I have to drive everyone back home.
You wonder who thought of that?
You did.
Yeah.
Thank you. But you know why? Because when I got home, wow.
Did you?
Oh, it was. It was,
murdered yourself?
I was on the toilet.
Oh.
It was,
For how long?
It was one of the ones that took a while to get down.
Do you bring your iPad in there?
Absolutely.
I think that thing was invented by a guy who takes a lot of shits.
Steve
and was
Jobs.
Tired of bringing in papers. No, I don't think Steve Jobs did it.
Okay. He's like, I'm so sick of home run.
Yeah.
I don't know. Steve Jobs lost a lot of weight from being sick. He spent a lot of time on that toilet, I bet.
Probably throwing up into it from chemo, you dick.
Look at this. So we make fun of welfare people and cancer
now
patients.
You're making fun
of you were assuming black people were raping white women.
What do you think really an assumption?
Oh, wow.
Well, there go the ratings.
It's getting a little salty on this show today.
No, it could have just been anyone running down behind her, though.
And
how the hell did you miss him?
What are you saying?
Oh,
and that was
Pat,
it. That was the story.
Pat,
we went back and they weren't even there.
Oh, man.
But now the more I think about it, why was her skirt up? Probably because they were fucking behind the dumpster and we didn't see it.
Then why is she running?
They were probably because
they got started.
Oh, they got caught?
Yeah.
Well, like they thought we were someone. Well, we are in a white car, which could be mistaken as
this
a
SWAT
car if it wasn't a 3 Series.
Whose white car would you be in?
It'd be Pat's white 3 Series BMW, which is definitely a chick ride.
Isn't that a demographic for ladies and
older? That car is specific. That car and that color are specifically targeted to women.
Yes, and older.
Doesn't your sister have this
homosexual
car?
Men.
I'm going to refrain from making any comments about this.
He drives it white.
Yeah.
No, it was black.
No, it's white.
Oh, well, it's a 3 Series, this one.
Yeah, but Luisi drives a, like, soccer mom chick car.
Well, Luisi could be a woman.
Soccer mom?
He's so skinny.
You are 140
you
pounds.
You and your high metabolism. Fuck yourself.
You're either a woman or a gay man at 140 pounds.
Over 150.
Oh, okay, 150, sorry.
Oh, you've been hanging out with us. Now the pounds start coming. Is there any more White Castle left up there?
Nope.
When do you think the last time was Len saw 150?
Seventh grade.
Do you think he saw it in seventh grade or sixth?
Oh, wow.
Pat stopped in. Thank you, Pat.
So, Lenny, I do
Russian
need
Russian Revolution was a revolution in Russia.
I could lose weight. You'll be dumb forever, pal. I do need to ask Len about this. He posts on Facebook. I think this should be less about the debt crisis and more about our perception of stability in the global arena. 7 people liked it. I said explain, and guess what? No comments after that.
Huh.
No one can explain this
My
to me,
phone
so maybe you
down.
Can.
My phone did go
okay.
down.
Well, none of your seven seven people liking it could explain it to me because they're all ass kissers.
I didn't think it was that hard. Maybe I
can. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah. Whatchamacallit? How would you put it? The perception of the United States, how people invest in the American dollars because of the stability of the American government. When we start shit like this, your stability is questioned. You lose investment. That's what I was talking about. We are seen as a very stable...
Which is tied to the debt ceiling.
Which is... No,
if they don't raise it, you lose the AAA bonding.
No, but they just make it less about, the debt ceiling. You should be worrying more about, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, our global stability is gone. They should be focusing on that.
Well, that's what it is.
But that's not what they're saying. They're tying it to the deficit. The Republicans
They need to do both now. That's what Standard & Poor's...
The Republicans don't even give a fuck about the global... I'm sorry.
The Republicans don't give a fuck about anything.
I shouldn't say Republicans. I should say really the Tea Party guys.
No.
Boehner can't get his caucus in line. As came out today, get your asses in line. He really can't get his people in line.
They haven't done anything in a year and a half. They don't care All they care about is getting him out of office.
Right. War.
War. Taxes.
Taxes.
And all they want to do is get him out of office, and they don't care how bad the American economy drops.
We're not disagreeing on anything,
Mike. Isn't Boehner...
Real quick, guys, let me jump in.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just going to jump right in the water.
Please,
we're not
no, please do.
Wet.
Please do.
Dina just messaged Alex Ouiezy Lenny.
Now, wait. Dina is Lenny's
ex-girlfriend.
Not a girl.
And she is messaging him trying to find out how you're doing.
She's probably high
no
as a kite.
No way.
Yes, she
is.
She's high as a kite. What did
Let
you do to her?
Let me read that. Can I read that?
Now, are you sad she's gone, Lenny, or what? Are you sad she's gone, or?
Can I read that, Alex?
How fat's the doobie she rolled before she wrote that to Lenny?
I think that's what Lenny didn't like.
Wait, Lenny, did she maybe dump you and you lied to us? And now, Lenny's all shocked? Sit in, Pat, since he's reading. Unless, Lenny's got a comment now. She didn't say anything about you? Who would lie about that, DeStefano? She didn't say anything. He made it up. Oh, come on. We thought we had some juice.
See, you know, that's credibility of the show when people make up.
Boy, we were only talking about politics.
Yeah,
no big whoop.
Yeah.
No big whoop.
August 2nd.
Don't
too,
panic.
Right?
No, I said
when is August 2nd? Tuesday?
Yeah. Next Tuesday. Don't
the
panic.
Birthday is August. So, and what's the first thing you do?
Panic.
Panic.
What are you doing Monday with all your market stuff? Are you selling?
No.
You going to stick it out?
I don't have that much in the market.
No?
No.
How about where do you have it, all the bonds?
No.
Lenny's just an average guy doing
you have it all in
a
savings account
thing.
Collecting that 0.001%?
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
And if something does have it, I will have it on August 3rd.
That's outstanding.
So no Dina update. That was kind of weak. Why do we listen to Pat ever?
No.
What a stupid lie.
You know what someone said to me the other day? I think Pat has no credibility.
Who said that to you?
I think Steve did.
Who thought that he had credibility?
That's what I was saying.
Was there a perception that he did?
I'm like, how long did that take you?
No, but you know what I'm saying? They keep tying the shit to the deficit.
Well, they have to
and
do
And that's
both.
All they care. They don't give a fuck about the global arena. I'm saying the Tea Party people don't. They're playing
They
the
don't
game.
Know what the global arena is.
They do.
No, they don't. Half those people haven't been out of this country. They saw Mexico when they went to Texas.
I am not going to knock the entire Republican Party because this is really... I mean, when you have the Senate Republicans who are somewhat immune to this Tea Party thing...
Who?
When you have them all come into a consensus,
who's
like Mitch McConnell and them, come into somewhat of a
really,
consensus
Really, his
with the
plan
Democrats.
Is... His plan is to
Guess what?
Allow a
He's
vote
the
to
only
occur.
One with the fucking plan. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and John Boehner are fucking hard-ons.
What's
they
Mitch
are the worst
plan?
Leader. He came in with the Klan.
What's the plan?
Put it in the executive branch. Put it in the executive branch.
It's not his role. They're legislators. We have 500 people elected.
And do you know how the debt got put in the Congress? Tell me how. Tell me how Congress got the power of the debt. Tell me.
How?
Do you know?
How?
Do you know? You don't. You don't. Because Congress made it because of what Nixon fucking did.
So Congress
they put it back
it.
In their power.
So
now
so
Mitch McConnell is trying to put it back in Obama's, which I say absolutely. He would just say yes.
No.
And then a car would explode.
No. The giant thing is a giant scam to make it so Obama has to say, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to have to cut these taxes to raise it this high, and Obama's going to be the one blamed for every single thing that happens. That's all their plan is. It's not even a fucking plan.
No. I understand that's what they're doing. But I'm saying the argument that the Democrats could be playing right now is your Medicare is going to be gone. But the global arena is perhaps
you know
the most
how
important
much,
thing.
You know how
if
much
foreign countries stop investing, we're fucked.
Yeah. He's
we're
cooperating
fucked.
A lot, though, Obama.
Oh,
they're getting rid
right.
of Social Security, a lot of money from Social Security. He's trying to cut the defense budget now. I mean, he's
that's
trying
what
to,
I don't
he's
understand.
Doing both sides.
I don't understand. You got a Republican, right?
Yeah.
And all these Tea Parties want to cut things.
Yeah.
You got a Democratic president that's going to touch Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Yeah.
And that's not good enough.
No.
All he wants to do is a little bit of revenue.
Yep.
Not even raise taxes, just close loopholes.
Because we have a spending problem and a revenue problem.
It's both. You got to do both.
Yeah. Well, the problem is we borrow more money. We borrow
this one first.
More money than we end up getting
that's
back.
That's the history of the debt. And then there's another graphic
serious?
On there that the White House put out that's actually pretty good as well.
So anyways, can I change the topic to an article in the Huffington Post?
What's the article?
Half of men say they would leave a partner who gained weight.
That's true.
Okay.
We have a married man here. We have two single men here.
And the other half are lying.
I love how Fricano says his wife knows, though.
I've told her.
So she knows. She gains weight. She's out.
Yeah.
Now, does she have a grace period, though, to lose the weight?
Yes.
How long?
3 months.
Oh, hold on.
3 months. That's
oof.
Well, you know, I'm just mad because...
Depends if I'm still alive.
Would you talk about it on the air if you're going to show some shit? What are you showing?
No, I was just showing
the
chart.
You're still showing me the debt. About like, I don't know this.
No.
I know
how the majority of it came from the Bush era tax cuts.
I know this. It came from the tax cuts, the prescription that they didn't pay for, and the two wars.
Tax cuts.
So that happened.
See, right there is facts.
Can we talk about the topic at hand with the Huffington Post article? Lenny, I want your opinion on women gaining weight that you're going out with.
I'm not going out with anyone.
If you were, would you dump her? 50% of men say they dump them.
But see, here's the thing. Is that
probably because the bitch would dump me.
Really?
That's what I,
with you?
No. That's what I was saying.
Here's the thing down here in the basement. Any girl that's coming out with us, they're already starting off with a hefty person. If you gain weight, what's the big deal?
Oh, like you were shocked?
Oh, by the way, did you see that there are now pole dancing classes for kids?
What?
No.
Oh, I'm not screwing around.
Those parents should be locked up and their kids should be taken away. Immediately. Immediately.
Pole dancing classes for
kids. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'll read you the article right now.
Where?
I'll find it.
What southern state is it in?
Huffington Post.
Alabama. Telling you right now it's Alabama, Kentucky.
I bet it's in California. I'd roll the dice.
West Virginia.
Let's see what we got here. You could actually, there's a million of them.
That's why no one trusts you.
You can sign up for little kids doing pole dancing classes. Fury over pole dancing kids. There's courses in Oklahoma, Bartlesville. There, pole dancing classes for children as young as 3.
What?
Yep. Fairfield, Ohio.
Pole dancing for 3-year-olds?
3-year-olds. Yep. How the fuck do you even teach that?
When does someone start walking?
This sounds like a South thing.
This sounds like an inbred pedophilia thing.
It's actually mothers bringing their kids to do
really?
It. Yeah, it's mothers.
Their mothers are whores.
You got a YouTube thing? They're dolls.
What are you doing?
That looks like a doll.
What are we looking at?
Pole dancing dolls.
You know you froze. You're freezing up my computer with using all this Wi-Fi you guys are all using.
Pack
Mikey
it off.
Turzo, are you Wi-Fiing or are you Angry Birds in it? Oh, great. Well, we're probably off because my computer just... Would you turn off your Wi-Fi? What are you doing? You're like Caesar. You use up all my fucking Wi-Fi, and people wonder why my computer goes slow. I'm trying to find pole dancing info.
How is it legal? How can you allow kids to pole dance? And I get a $25 ticket not wearing a seatbelt.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Me not wearing a seatbelt does not affect anybody in this entire world.
I
other
could
than
not
me.
Tell you.
It affects your safety.
By the way, I'd like to thank the Honor Grove Police Department not for writing me an overnight ticket and my Steven tickets last week.
Because it doesn't start until after like 2 or something. Oh, so I thought you'd be interested in that, the pole dancing for kids.
How much is it? You should call one of those places.
By the way, Kira Soltanovich, comedian, very good comedian, actress, writer. She'll be on in about 15 minutes, 9:30 our time, 7:30 her time. The pole dancing thing?
You should call one of those places right now.
We should call next Wednesday when we have
talk
on Janet them. Reitman. We'll plan it out.
See what kind of sick fucks
they are. Because I do have questions. Here's some other things that women like, by the way. They want male birth control.
What?
They want a male birth control pill. Poll says women want a male birth control pill.
Why?
Not happening. So they can not take theirs.
So a guy walks into a doctor.
It's a fucking pill.
Guy walks into a doctor. He's like... guy, I'm sorry.
Why the long face?
Guy walks into Walgreens, goes up to the pharmacist, says, I need condoms with pesticide on it. Pharmacist is like, what are you talking about? You know the condoms with the pesticide. Pharmacist is like, you must mean spermicide. No, pesticide, so my wife has a bug up her ass, I could take care of it.
Oh!
I got more about
misogynist?
This.
Misogynist?
You know, I got more about this poll, misogynist. Yeah, misogynist, okay. Len. Yeah. This poll's not going to change your mind. Ultimate status symbol. What would you say 39% of men said the ultimate status symbol is?
Car.
family. What would you say 43% of women said?
Car. House.
A beautiful home. What do you think 25% of women said? A rich partner. So between 68% of women said a rich partner or a nice home, which I'm sure they're actually both, so you can add the two together. 68% say a beautiful home and a lot of money.
What was the second
thing?
Men,
the number one thing with men was family.
What's number two?
They didn't have it here. For full results, I have to look somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sorry for going too deep.
Yeah, you're delving in here. There's other things. Kiss and tell. 50% of men said they had lied about their number of past sex partners, whereas only 35% of women had. But you know why that is? Women like when they're pissed at you, rubbing it in your face who they fucked.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's their favorite thing ever. Their favorite thing ever. When they're pissed at you, they are like, you're nothing like so-and-so. Yeah, I fuck so-and-so. What about it?
Yeah, and it's like, you realize you're making yourself into a whore.
Are you ready for this? Who pays the bills? 38% of women said they should pay for themselves. Only 38.
Yeah.
While percent said men should. While the rest of the percent said men should.
Yeah.
59% of men said they should treat, at least at the beginning of a relationship.
Right. I think that's kind of what women expect.
You know what else I'm getting sick of, too, though? I'm sick of women. This is an article. How does weight management affect women's self-esteem? Look, if you're fat and you're upset because some good-looking guy who's in good shape left you, tough shit, sweetheart, that's the breaks. If you're going to go anorexic or bulimic over it, you're a moron, a idiot, a pig, a did I say moron? Moron again! Listen. That's just the way of life. You don't see a ton of skinny, hot women walking around with fat men unless they're rich.
Yeah, right.
Because 68% of women love a successful man with a nice home.
And wait. What is it? The most successful men are usually fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
the highest wage
really?
Earners. The highest wage earners are.
Can you pull up that poll?
Blonde, white women and overweight men.
I bet you those blonde, white women got blue eyes and big tits, too.
Probably.
So I just thought those were some interesting polls you might enjoy.
Those were your polls of the day. Mike used to do a poll of the day.
I did used to do a poll.
I like polls about men and women. I find them interesting.
I think I saved those all too.
Because once again, men are always stereotyped as the bad guy, and this was a poll done for a woman's magazine. And these are women saying, "I just want money. I just want money." 70% of women just want money. 68%. 40% of men say they just want to have a family. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I'm sure Lenny will bring up those polls next time some woman gets hot at him. He'll be like, you know what?
Yeah.
There was a poll in your woman's magazine. 68% of you broads.
Which I read. I subscribed to.
I subscribe.
I subscribe to L. Wait, what's the L?
No, but
L.
Is it O?
Oh,
No, it was Huffington Post women.
Oh,
the women's section.
They've
of Huffington
got a section
Post.
For everything on the Huffington
everything.
Post.
Everything. Divorce now.
How much did she
get
for that thing? How much did she get for that thing?
Oh, she's
300 million.
I thought she was still
$300 million.
She's still there, but she $300 million.
It's Arianna like Huffington.
You used to cover politics.
Arianna Huffington started
a
blog that was mainly
when she
politics.
Was younger?
She's hot. She was hot.
What is she?
I had Arianna Huffington.
She's got an
accent. Austrian, I think.
Is it Austrian?
Yeah, either
okay.
Austrian or Auschwitz. One of the two. Wait, is Auschwitz is a town, isn't it?
Look at that silence.
Yeah,
you just, not, now we've got
Austrian?
The Holocaust, welfare, and cancer patients.
I didn't bring up the Holocaust.
Austria?
I brought up a
that's
town
right.
in Germany.
And that's in Poland.
Oh, Poland. Shit.
interesting fact about Auschwitz. Across the street, there's a hot dog stand.
No way.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
No way.
It was kind of weird going there and right outside the parking
kosher?
Lot.
Kosher? Kosher?
Knew that was coming. What? I have no idea. They were closed the day I was there. But there's a hot dog stand right there. Yeah, it's
important. Oh.
Still there?
Yep.
They would have burned it.
No.
No, they
Donald
they
Trump, by the way, said the GOP should let the U.S. default today.
See?
He
don't
let...
care about anything.
Yeah.
See, he's just a real estate guy.
I see a young picture of this, Ariana Huffington. He's pretty smart
business-wise. Yeah, but then when you have the other business.
What's he so smart about business-wise? He owned a casino, and it failed. A casino. His casino failed. How are you a genius at business?
How many times has he gone bankrupt, Mike?
Oh, the last time my dad gave me $100 billion, I opened up my own business.
It wasn't $100
billion. But, Mike, hasn't Trump gone broke two times? He's gone bankrupt
two, three
twice.
Times, yeah.
Two, 3 times?
Yeah, but when you have that name, it's kind of easy to get back in the game, too.
Well, it wasn't the first couple times.
The way you mean the first
couple. He's not a giant, wonderful businessman. He's not amazing.
He's shrewd.
Yeah.
He's shrewd. But when you have the other one saying, don't default, yeah, I would believe them. He wants them to default. Actually, the Republicans have a lot more to lose if we default.
Why?
In a year,
the economy was so tanked that they're going to be blaming Obama. It's always going to come back to
they,
Obama.
No, because they could spin this in such a way. If the Democrats could spin this.
Give me one issue that the Democrats have spun and never been good about it.
The Democrats are good at politics.
Obama had yes, we can. I can't think of anything in the past 10 years.
No, but if they default, they could say, look, your Social Security and everything was because of the Republicans. If they could spin that, they could actually win back the House.
I just don't see them ever doing it.
Because when those Social Security payments stop and those veterans checks stop and when the boys stop getting paid.
Can I tell you about some weird drinks I found online?
You're looking
too?
At a 1932 takeover.
Can I tell you about some weird drinks I found online? Not that I'm not entertained by our debt ceiling crisis. Do you know?
I'm sorry, is it too advanced for you, Matthew?
At Beecher's, they have a grilled cheese flavored vodka.
What?
I'm not sure how that would be, though.
Really?
I'm not sure how that would be.
They also have Skittles vodka.
That could be tasty.
That could be good.
Yeah. There's a tutorial called on Mix That Drink called How to Make Skittles Infused Vodka. It actually comes out looking like Skittles.
Oh. Let me see that.
Oh.
Well, you can see it some other time.
Yeah.
You could, I'm sorry, I don't have a big screen. We're on a low budget here.
Big screen? You just got everything facing you.
Well, that's how I like it. What else do we got here? Some interesting drinks. Hot dogs and vodka. They infuse in 5 weeks. Hot dog flavored vodka.
No.
Are they just picking shit out?
See, I like the Skittles because they got some flavor, like when you chew them. It's not
all right,
real fruit.
How about this? Pizza beer. Mamma Mia. Pizza beer.
That's so good?
The margarita pizza is put into a mash and steeped like a tea bag. A whole wheat crust made with water, flour, and yeast is topped with tomato, oregano, basil, and garlic, and they infuse it into a beer.
Let me see this thing.
Mamma Mia. It's not offensive at all.
You've had it.
How was it, Mikey?
Where did you get that?
Yeah, where did you get Mamma Mia pizza beer?
Actually, I bought the pizza beer at a local retailer that we have here in Chicagoland, Binny's.
Binny's?
And,
local retailer.
No, they're pretty local.
Who knows?
That's Dan Aykroyd. He knows.
So and how was your experience with Mamma Mia?
I have to tell you, the Mamma Mia pizza beer. Actually, it was very good. It had very good hints. The only one you really couldn't pick up on, there was really no cheese coming through at you.
I'm getting
so you
the
drank tomato sauce?
Yeah, I'm getting the oregano.
Think about it this way. Think about taking, you had a lot of basil and a little bit of oregano coming through, but think about taking like a big bite of pizza and then washing it down with a beer. And in that transition period, you get a little bit of beer, you get a little bit of the pizza, and it actually does not sound as good as it really is. It was very refreshing. On a hot day,
I ask you something? Do you think if I got a six-pack and if I got hungry, I just drink the six-pack and I wouldn't want to eat anymore?
You're a fucking moron.
I love when anyone in this group talks about getting a six-pack.
Listen to me. You're hungry, you got to eat food. I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah, it's normally just beer. Here's another drink. There's a rum out called Ron Rum de Jeremy Rum, and it has a picture of Ron Jeremy on it.
And a giant load.
Yeah, beer, Ronnie. I'm in the front
seat. How about fruitcake brandy infusion?
Are you making fun of people now?
No. Well, maybe. Whoever like makes it. They take fruitcake and brandy and they infuse it.
Hmm.
No shit. I mean, you could have...
Okay, here's my favorite. Soprasada vodka.
Bullshit.
Swear to God.
You can't even say it right.
Yeah. I can't because I'm getting hungry.
Soprasada.
I'm getting hungry.
Soprasat.
Who says Soprasat outside of here?
Soprasat. Here's some of the Soprasat.
You got to sound
like...
These guys sound like the biggest Dago ever all the time. Mozzarella.
Moucherel.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay,
Moucherel.
Look. So, there's the
Moucherel.
Vodka. So I thought those would be interesting. I like those.
Mushroom.
I'd like to try the grilled cheese one, to be honest.
Really?
And the Skittles.
I try the
we
Skittles.
Should, when, next time we go on a trip, we should infuse a bunch of Skittles vodka.
Ooh.
Every flavor.
I could have that at Applebee's, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No,
that's
that,
illegal.
Yeah, no, Mikey was just encouraging high school parking lots and drinking. So, got a bunch of perverts on this fucking show.
They've probably been going
sure
to fucking stripper stores.
Pretty sure we're
years.
Crossing that felony line.
I got an attorney.
There is a YouTube clip that's 571 hours long.
Bullshit, I thought they had maxed out like 10 minutes.
I don't know what the deal is. There's one that's 571 hours
what
long.
Is about?
How many days?
It. I don't know. It's some guy.
How many days is
doing
it?
Some bullshit.
Oh,
571
no.
hours?
Five, oh, 571 hours.
That's at least 25
minutes.
Days. At least 25. It's probably close to 30.
Did you bring that up?
No, I'm just
Did
saying.
You just search weird, dumb facts on the internet?
I'm just bringing up some interesting stories I read today. These are the things
what did you
that
do?
Entertained me.
Is it just somebody following around?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I won't watch it.
How many views?
I don't have five. All right, I'm going to look at the fucking thing.
There you go.
well,
you can't bring up. There's a video of 600 hours.
571 yeah. hours and 101 seconds, and it's on YouTube, and it's in the hours. I mean,
what's it called?
It's called the longest video on YouTube, 571 hours.
And how many views does it have?
Then I have to go on YouTube to see that. 55,000, but 219 likes, 318 dislikes. No one's very entertained. And there's an advertisement before it, if it wasn't long enough.
How long?
They got an
How
advertisement,
long do you think it
too.
Took someone to upload that?
Oh, that had to take a year to upload.
Yeah. It takes like 40 minutes to upload 2 minutes worth of shit.
It was some 22-year-old. It's 23 days and 19 hours. So when I said 25, I was in the ballpark. 23 days and 19 hours. It's a slideshow of some out-of-focus pictures from his trip to Chile 2 years ago. This guy took so many fucking pictures. He has a 571-hour... You know how you go to people's parties
like an
and they want to show you like their slideshows
well,
from vacation?
Like an hour or like he puts up each picture for like 2 minutes?
I don't know, but I would have fucking killed this guy if I was at his house
no,
and he
I
had
mean,
this slideshow going.
You could take 571 pictures.
How would you record that?
571 hours? No, he was taking just pictures, not recording. It's just pictures.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
And he leaves them up for like 8 seconds and they post a new one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So why don't you do the math?
It's a lot of pictures, man.
Would you lick her ass?
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about licking asses? Kira Sultanovich is going to be joining us any second now. Oh, don't be talking about our guests in that kind of way. Jeez Louise. I know Kira. She's nice. She's a very nice lady. She's kind of hot, too. I'm not going to lie. Would you stop?
Isn't she married, though?
What are you doing? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Chicago Steam Boat Party coming up this Saturday.
Why are you bringing...
They canceled it, but now people are just going to go out.
It's all getting out of hand.
Yeah, Lenny, are you going to go get some fenders?
Oh, yeah.
Fenders. What's this about? I hear you're
fenders,
the guy to go to for boat equipment.
No.
Yeah.
No, I heard wrong.
I heard you're the go-to boat equipment guy.
You heard wrong. I don't know where you guys hear
This is what I heard.
You heard things.
I hear things. I hear things.
You heard things.
Okay, so now all of a sudden Lenny's not the go-to boat guy.
There's another time Pat lied.
Are you fucking whistling on my show?
Gotta do something. Keep it entertaining.
Caesar says we have no clue what we're talking about with Trump. I do know he went bankrupt 3 times.
And his casino did fail.
I don't know if it was 3 times.
It was 2 or 3 times.
Here, if you
look it up, Pat, do our research today.
He wouldn't have Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I don't see Steve Jobs.
No, here's the thing with Caesar. He just loves money.
His hand to get
Caesar just loves money so fucking much. If you're rich, he will defend you to
like
the 30 death.
30 years ago?
Yeah.
Whoever's running the war in Congo, if he was rich, Caesar would defend them. He'd be like, yeah, kill them all.
Running the war in Congo?
Yeah, whoever the leader was.
Oh, you think that's an American business?
If they were rich,
no.
If they were rich, he wouldn't care. He defends anyone that's rich. Of course he's defending Trump.
But then what happens when you have someone like Warren Buffett saying, don't default? Well, Warren Buffett, I guess.
There's a businessman.
Really,
he doesn't
yeah.
need a fucking TV show to keep making money.
Yeah, no. And he doesn't need casinos failing and
yeah,
golf
he
courses
did, he did,
failing.
He did do a cameo in The Office.
Well, yeah, but how much do you think he got paid for that? Nothing.
I don't know. He probably said cover my expense of travel.
Yeah. Yeah. He's supposed to be a cool guy. Yeah. He's very stingy with money.
He's been investing for the long term. He's a different. It's a different mindset for those guys.
Warren Buffett. Did you find out about Trump and the bankruptcies? You two morons.
How hard is it?
Yeah,
Google.
It's called fucking
Trump
Google.
Bankrupt.
How stupid are these people? Oh, you're
oh,
a bunch
geez.
Of homos.
I know that boat. Hold on.
Oh, hey, you know how he knows that boat? He got the fenders for.
Yeah,
he got... He got the fenders in the sail.
Whatever truck those fenders
yeah.
fell off the back of.
Yeah, he got real silent about that.
Uh-huh. Hey, you don't want to talk about that. It's a little to
yeah.
need to know.
Yeah.
Pat, are you looking up the Trump stuff? Because Alex is useless here.
What are you doing, Pat?
I don't know, but Alex has taken Caesar's spot perfectly, actually. like it's like nothing's changed.
How'd he get started?
Huh. His All right, father. Get on the mic and read yeah. this, Pat. Educate our audience about Donnie Trump.
Here.
Talk about it.
His father actually bought a condo apartment complex in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Talk louder. Talk into the mic.
His father bought him a condo complex in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
How big
so
was the complex?
And where did it go from there? How many bankruptcies? You know, I could have done this myself like 5 minutes ago. But I'm waiting for a phone call. Sorry, I'm running a show here.
1989 was the first time with the casino that put him under $1 billion.
Donald Trump set a bankruptcy record 4 times.
You Googled it. You figured
yes,
it out already.
I figured it out in 2 seconds. Fourth time's a charm. How Donald Trump made bankruptcy work for him. That's a Forbes article. We'll get back to that after Kara calls, because that's going to be a discussion about Donnie Trump. What are you talking about?
That's an amazing businessman.
4 bankruptcies. Great businessman.
Maybe he thinks default works the same way now.
Yeah. Yeah. What a moron.
Wait, and he was busted for insider trading, too.
Kara's about to call in. She just sent me a message.
Jailable offense.
So.
Insider trading.
She's on a
if you're rich enough, it's not.
Gordon Gekko
offense.
Was rich enough.
Oh,
Gordon Gekko was rich enough.
His resort was. His resort.
Gordon Gekko.
His resort was.
Let me see.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm wondering, do our listeners learn anything, or do they get dumber listening to the show?
Who's talking?
I'm just wondering. Who's talking? That's a good question. It could probably be any of us, and they're not getting smarter. I want to talk about this Trump thing after Kira calls in, because I find this Trump story. Here's the thing. I like uncovering things on this show, and there's a lot of people I don't think that know the true Donnie Trump
yeah.
story. They see Celebrity Apprentice Donnie Trump. They see Donnie Trump thinking of running for president, and they see this guy who they think is the richest guy on the planet who can do no wrong. And I kind of want to uncover that little story. Are you turning me up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Then he's going to turn you on.
Yeah, Pat won't talk about Nicole. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah. Why won't you talk about Nicole?
You know what? He probably doesn't want to talk about Nicole because nothing happened and she's into me. Understandable.
Is it because you're going to see her this Saturday and you don't want to fuck it up?
Oh, are you bringing her to the boat?
Why are you bringing me into this show? I'm not wired in. I don't have a mic.
I'm asking you to talk.
Show the need to stop by every 2 minutes and fucking say something
yeah.
smart ass.
I'll stand up if you want to talk about Nicole.
Sometimes you have to.
But it's a
nothing
lack of
happened.
Wit. There's no wit there.
Drove her home.
But you're bringing her to the boat Saturday.
I'd
like
that.
To say
maybe,
who did the invite.
Maybe I think Lenny is. It wasn't me.
I am bringing.
Oh, you're the middleman.
She's a nice.
You're the middleman.
I am bringing her to the boat.
Are you the middleman?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I charge a fee.
Neil Strauss over here.
What the fuck does that mean?
Hey, you're a ladies' man.
Neil Strauss.
Yeah.
So you're accusing me of being an attempt rapist. Thank you.
Oh, he attempted. Wait, he raped someone?
The guy, the Strauss-Kahn.
No, Neil Strauss, the wingman guy.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You're talking about the guy in Austria?
Yeah, you're talking about
the incest and the kid in the basement?
No.
No.
The former chairman of the fucking IMF.
Oh.
The guy in New York that grabbed the...
I called you Neil Strauss. Neil.
Okay. Well, no, I was on TV, and that woman just came out a couple of days ago and found me. So I'm thinking Strauss-Kahn.
She was not very attractive.
No. To Catch a Predator. Or Len Cannata.
He got caught cheating on his wife.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty great. Chris Hansen.
But you know what? There is...
I wish somebody was in that room when he walked in there and was like, what are you doing here?
I want to see it To Catch a Predator when Lenny walks in with a bunch of Skittles-infused vodka.
Right.
I'm just
kidding.
You should
talk. You're the one that drives the conversion van.
Okay, well,
where are you guys going with this?
You know what?
Ooh.
You know what?
He kidnaps him and you say,
first of all, why'd you go after me when he's talking about broads in high school parking lots? And he does broads in high school parking lots.
You still bang in high school parking lots?
Do you still bang in high school parking lots?
Don't be jealous now.
Luis, really? You did pick up Megan, though, right after graduation, right?
No, I know.
What do you mean, though, you did it? Well, why are you laughing? What's so funny about it, pal?
She's my girl I grew up with her.
And you slayed her in the high school parking lot.
You slayed her. Prince of Persia over here. Aladdin. Slayed her.
Slaying dragons.
No. You notice what Mikey's wearing, by the way?
Looks like the Kool-Aid man. Kool-Aid.
Oh, fuck me. All right. All right. Well, I'm still waiting for Kira. She's on a conference call. Very important. It's very important. Grass grows in Mayor's yard. Oh, I have a feeling this isn't the kind of grass we were thinking. Florida Mayor, 84, says grass in yard was not hers. Marijuana grass.
She's
84. 84-year-old mayor of a central Florida city says someone tried to ruin her reputation by planting marijuana on her property. Mayor Mary Lee Cook defended herself during an Oak Hill City Commission meeting Monday after narcotics agents found pot growing on her land. Narcotics agents are at an 84-year-old broad's home with pounds of pot in the backyard. What? Just leave her be. She ain't fucking distributing that shit. You know how hard it is for an old woman to fucking deal pot? Please. They would take, first of all, they go to bed at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. When's she going to be dealing this pot? I don't know how many potheads were up at 6 a.m. for the early bird.
And obviously her community really doesn't care what's going on. They're electing 84-year-olds.
Do they have early bird specials on pot
really
in Florida?
She's like the fucking head of the condo association.
Del Boca Vista! No, but do they have early bird specials on pot in Florida? I'm wondering. Can I get like a gram for 10 instead of 20 before 6?
You would know.
I wouldn't know. You know what? I'm going to call Vic Bomprezzi. I'm sure he knows someone that could tell me.
Damn.
Vic?
Who? What do you mean, who? What do you mean, who?
I still don't believe it.
Who? What don't we believe?
Vic.
Oh, about him moving?
No.
Or what else?
Drugs.
Oh.
He's moving?
Yeah, he's moving. We went over this. For fucking 20
minutes. You're the one that told me you knew at 6 a.m. You're like, I know.
I don't think that's news, though.
No, no. It's not. It didn't make the Huffington Post, believe it or not.
But when you're moving, it would, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, celebrity news makes it all the time.
That's why you're not in it, right?
Oh, there we go. Because I'm in love with Ron Zimmerman in a man-like bromance kind of way. So I thought I would do a Ron Zimmerman event instead of Pat Tobias. You already put down attending.
Say maybe.
If you say maybe, I may lock my doors tomorrow when you come on by.
No, you won't. No, you won't. You get lonesome.
I gotta come back here tomorrow.
Lightning strikes girl on sunny day. Sunny day, sweeping
no,
the...
No, that was probably anorexic. I think she was anorexic.
An 11-year-old Western Pennsylvania girl is recovering after she was struck by a bolt from the blue. Lisa Werley tells the Observer Reporter newspaper of Washington, Pennsylvania that the sun was shining when her daughter Brittany was struck by lightning Friday, apparently from a storm several miles away. That
How
lightning
did that last
carries.
Name go again?
Weirly. Well, you tell me. It's W-E-H-R-L-E. Like Burly, I guess, but Whirly, right?
W.
I wonder how far away the storm was.
3 miles.
Oh, yeah. Republicans will be saying it's a sign from God. The end is near.
Christian freaks.
Drunk driving argument precedes drunk driving crash. Do we want to read that? No. 35 pounds of human vomit found in Pennsylvania parking lot.
35.
This sounds good.
That's a vomitorium. That's what we should have done outside the brat stop to eat more.
This sounds good. We need to find out about this. It was no gag, or maybe it was, when a bag containing an estimated 35 pounds of human vomit was outside a Pennsylvania retail store. Randor police said an employee at the Bed Bath & Beyond store in Delaware County found the white trash bag containing the vomit in the parking lot approximately 10 parking rows from the store behind a tree. Bed Bath & Beyond, 35 pounds of puke.
Not shopping there again.
What is in that glass? Why are you using glasses that aren't washed for like...
Oh!
That thing hasn't been washed in 20 years.
Psycho.
That thing's an antique, you morons.
Little sand there, man.
Yeah, morons.
Little chalky.
Yeah, a little chalky. How's that spider web tasting from those antique glasses this moron's opening? Yeah, it's a fucking antique, Ooh. And I hope you didn't open any of those beers right from up top of the fridge.
Looking for my lighter.
I don't know. Don't open any ones in the fridge either. They're not mine. Those are my dad's.
I'm going for a smoke.
Yes. Yeah, he's going to be pissed off at you.
No,
can't you guys sit down? Like, why is this fucking kinder care every fucking day?
I think you need to get a place where you can smoke and talk.
It's fucking kinder care. They just wander around. They fucking fiddle with each other's ball sacks for 10 minutes, and then they
try to
fucking...
Are you jealous because they're not touching your ball sack?
No, my ball sack's fine.
Mike, you want to go touch his ball sack?
Can I do say... I do want to say something, though. Bratstaff was a long day. I went to take a piss at like 9 p.m. I unzipped my pants, and the smell from my balls went straight up my nose. Like, right up.
Well, you don't...
Who do you have calling you
Oh,
right
it
now?
Cleared out my sinuses. Kira Sultanovich is calling in a couple minutes.
Find my letter.
Maybe you'll bring that up with her?
Can you close the fridge door? This ain't a fucking barn. Boy, oh boy. I'm coming to your house and your house, and I'm doing the same shit. I'm going to walk around, I'm going to take a shit in your fucking living room. Then I'm going to take your antiques, and I'm going to fucking pour, like, beer in them. I'm going to swizzle my dick around in it.
Why is that an antique glass? What makes it antique?
Probably because they are, like, 50 years old, and they haven't been touched in, like, 20 years.
Those are the things like you have.
Is that what it makes it antique? Just as
I don't know. I meant more like Antiques Roadshow than like antique.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
I thought I was drinking out of a very fancy glass.
Yeah, you guys dirty up your fucking golf towel and then you just leave it here.
You brought a golf towel?
Yeah, it's
that
fucking
was a golf towel?
And it's fucking disgusting now. It's got Lou Malnati's and Teddy's all over it.
I wiped
it.
My hands with that.
You sure did.
I wiped my ass with it.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I didn't even know it existed.
Until now.
Yeah. Can we get back to the news?
What news?
Our guest is running late, so I got to get back to the news.
Every time we talk about the news, you go into something different.
So South Korean scientists created a dog that glows.
No, that was a dog they found in Chernobyl.
South Koreans.
It says South
Korean
scientists create a dog that glows. You're saying, yeah?
So it says Maine, Japan on the side.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think Japan has time right now to make dogs that glow.
If I wanted to knock somebody out,
they got to worry about themselves at the moment.
They're glowing.
There's a woman who lied about cancer that's going to prison.
How do you go to prison for lying about cancer?
Speaking of cancer, aren't
I'm
they
sure she's not
all
going.
Benefits to 9/11 responders that had cancer.
Isn't that story like 10 years old?
No.
Okay.
No.
No. It's
recent.
Recurring. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's today or something.
Oh okay. Here's
they
the cancer story.
Crazy in it too.
Yeah.
You want the cancer story? Here it is. A suburban Philadelphia woman who admitted lying about having cancer and soliciting donations that she used to pay bills and drug debt has been sentenced to prison. A Montgomery County judge on Monday sentenced 27-year-old Upper Moreland resident Alicia Tolton to 11 and a half to 23 months in prison on charges of theft by deception, forgery, and other counts. Tolton will also have to serve 3 years of probation. She pleaded guilty.
Did you see...
She had a benefit called Wishes for Alicia. And two friends helped her organize the fundraiser, and they felt humiliated and betrayed. Wow.
We got our fundraiser next month.
Yeah, Voices for Illinois Children, which is actually a legitimate 501c3.
I was going to say, can you check on
that? Yeah, we'll talk about that at the beginning of a show before.
Yeah. Legitimate. Why doesn't the Matthew Aaron Show do a donation?
Yeah.
I think you should do a donation.
To Alicia Tolton?
No. The Voices for Illinois Children.
The
Matthew Aaron Foundation. It's a legit, you can go to it. Google
yeah,
it.
You know, there's going to be a Matthew Aaron Foundation. I don't know for what. For
it's
little
like the Colbert Super.
For little urban kids in need.
I set up an email for it.
That's not the joke about? Is that the face you're giving me?
You know, Mike is showing me pictures of when he used to weigh less. Now I want to go on the treadmill. You want to go on the treadmill? He's got one back here.
You know he photoshopped those pictures of his weight loss. Oh, my God. So romantic. Hello, you're on the Matthew Aaron Show. Who am I speaking with?
Finally, it's Kira calling. Hi.
Hi, Kira. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Excuse my tardiness.
So how are things going, dear?
Oh, very, very, very busy, but wonderfully. Where am I called, first of all? Why is there some British chick answering your phone?
You know,
she's like in the future, like she's going to beam me up to your show. What's going on?
You're actually the first person that's brought that up. I have no idea what
it's
about.
It's crazy, and it's pretty area code. It has, like, numbers and horses and characters and hieroglyphics. Where am I? Where is this? Where are you guys?
I do my show out of a pyramid in Egypt, and
that makes sense.
So
I'm impressed that AT&T even has a signal that goes out to Egypt.
Kira Sultanovich is for our listeners tuning in. She is a writer, a comedian, mostly a comedian, and a writer and an actress. And why don't you explain to our listeners how you got involved doing comedy and where you came from too? Because I think the story is interesting about you being an immigrant.
Well, I was a stripper on stage, and there was a pole, and I started, you know, talking in between lap dances, and I realized I was much funnier than sexy. I started telling jokes right then and there, and people were paying me not to strip, so I was like, huh, there might be something here, there might be something to this, so I started doing open mics, and I am an immigrant, but no one knew that until now. Thank you very much for outing me. I hope gay people call your show.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to out you.
No, it's the no speaks for itself. Yes, I am an immigrant. I was born in Russia. Where am I calling? Where is this? Am I calling Russia right now?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Outside of, in a suburb near Chicago.
Just a suburb near Chicago.
Yes.
And you guys have a lot of my people out there in Chicago.
Who's out here that's your people? The
Russians? The Ukrainians. The Russians and Ukrainians.
They're everywhere.
Ukrainian
village. They're everywhere.
Somebody
is feeding them after midnight or something, or getting them wet. I don't know what it is, but they're everywhere. It's ridiculous. I'm done. We're done. We have enough. Can we close the borders now? Enough with the Russians.
How many Russians are out in L.A.? I didn't see many the last time I was there.
Oh, my God. It's like every other chick has a beard. It's too much. I'm done. They're everywhere. And you know what's interesting is the what I call the escort Russian is getting much bigger now. So you can tell if like, they were on a website and somebody, you know, pays for a ticket and they flew out here and they just expect everything. They're like, oh, yes, I got B and W. It's like, no, it's not two different. It's not a B and a W. It's just one. No, I have both. I have B and I have W. And they just want everything. They're like, I want the Mercedes. Like, they're so just. Oh, trash. I love it, though, because it's just fun to look at and make fun of, but so different than the Russians, you know, that we immigrated in the 70s, very different mentality. Like, my parents came here to work and to learn the language, And these chicks came here to, like, get pregnant and spread some of their Russian gonorrhea. I don't know, whatever. Whatever crazy Russian STDs. No, no, it's like the Galapagos Islands in Russia. There's stuff we don't even know about.
Well,
you... my people. Can you tell? Can you tell I love them?
Yes, I can tell. Well, you know what I was going to ask you in all seriousness, actually, is...
Yes.
Who were some of your inspirations when you came up doing comedy? Because I know we've talked before, and I kind of get a feeling that maybe some Joan Rivers in you, some some people.
Well, yeah, I mean, Joan, of course, was huge for any,
yeah,
you know, young girl looking to get a new chin. You know, that she was a huge inspiration for me. No, she's very funny. I've actually worked for Joan. I've written jokes for her. I wrote on one of her TV shows. And I really enjoyed wacky comedy. So, like, I didn't watch his stand-up, but his television show, Mork and Mindy, remember Robin Williams'
yeah.
show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show. I was like, that dude gets paid to sit on his head, and that's, like, that's his paycheck? Like, yes, sign me up. That's exactly, I did it for free. You know, I was ready. I was a kid watching that, very inspired. Very inspired.
Okay.
So, wacky stuff like that. Steve Martin, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that. People that were a little bit off kilter.
No, I kind of feel like those guys, too, that you mentioned, like Robin and Steve, it's a, like, I know them. Robin Williams and Steve Martin, I kind of feel like there's a different kind of creativity that goes into that kind of comedy too, and I kind of feel it may actually be a little more rewarding. That's how I feel about it. So.
Well, yeah, it's not structured. It's kind of all over the place, and if you
yeah.
mess up, no one's like, oh, that one bit you did bombed. It's like, no, that was, you know what I mean? It's like, there's no mess up.
Right.
You know? Now, I'm not going to say that I really was into someone as crazy far out there as Andy Kaufman, because I think he was interesting, but I never got enough of a payoff. It was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like having, like, really mediocre sex. It's like, yeah, this is fine, but hello, when are we going to, when's the big ta-da? You know, I never thought there was a big, like, ta-da, that's the joke. So I liked it because I liked people like Robin Williams and even like Carol Burnett, because it was always something
yeah.
wacky, but it was a payoff.
Yeah, no,
there was a happy ending in the comedy, you know.
No, I could definitely envision you doing something along the lines of a Carol Burnett did. I think you'd be good with stuff like that. And that leads me to another question. You've done a lot of acting. You're on Jay Leno's show. I'd say what, once a month you do the photo booth.
Yeah. Photo booth, yeah, about every other month, yeah.
And I was kind of wondering, this is going to sound like an odd question, but...
Yes, I am naked when we do that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hang on, hold on, now I got to get my druthers here. I was going to ask you, how does Whitney Cummings have two sitcoms and you have none?
That is a great question.
Yeah. I kind of want to know, because here's the thing. Not to rip on Whitney here, but one, you look about the same age. You're better looking. You're funnier. In my mind, this is all opinion of mine, but I was
sure.
that. I brought that up to somebody, and we were kind of wondering that. So why haven't you had your own sitcom yet, do you feel?
Well, it's not like someone has offered and I've been like, oh, no, I couldn't possibly. Like, it was too much dessert. You know what I mean? It wasn't – I don't know. I think a lot of this town is – I'm not saying anything bad about Whitney, because I have nothing, zero against her. I've seen
right.
her stand up several times. She's funny. She's a very sweet girl. I don't know. I mean, I always tell people, you know, if I would have done drugs with the right people or stuff around with the right people, I might have a different career. I'm not saying that's what she did. I'm just saying.
Now, wait.
You know what I mean? Like,
how much
like
of that is true, though? Because I got a phone call the other day, swear to God. I get a phone call from an agent friend, and she is very interested in me, but I don't know if she's interested. And this is weird, because no one's sexually interested in me, and she actually is. And I kind of get this feeling, if I don't hook up with her, she would not help me out. How much of that kind of stuff happens out there? How much of it's true?
Well, it is true, but I can't speak from experience because I've never hooked up with someone for a job. Now, I'm sure I've probably left jobs, but it probably went right over my head. Do you know what I mean? Because I remember once I went to a casting office, and the guy was naked, and he was, like, chained up, and he had some sort of dildo-esque thing, you know, and I was like, oh, how's it going? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it could be so blatant in front of my face. There could be a mountain of cocaine. It's like, hey, finish this up with me, and we'll see what we can do about the Kira movie. And I'd be like, oh, my goodness, you're so silly. And I'd high-five them, and, you know, like, I don't get that kind of stuff, so I don't feel like I've ever... I mean, maybe it has happened. Maybe I have lost a job for not, you know, sleeping with the right people. But I've never done it to get a job. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm making any sense.
No, it makes...
I'm having such a mouth of producer, so I'm a little distracted.
No, it does make sense. But, you know, it just gets me... I'm just wondering how the whole process goes because you hear so much... You hear so many stories from out there and not being out there. It just seems like there's a million different ways to make it in that business. And, you know, for instance, let me ask you this. How did your Showtime specials come up? Because who just decides you're good enough to be a stand-up on a huge cable network and give you a special? How does that process work?
Well, I did a ensemble comedy special called Hot Tamales.
Correct.
Which aired a couple of years ago, and I was one of, I believe, seven or so, maybe eight Canadian female comics. And from that, Showtime saw me and said, you know, get your half hour ready because we want to shoot a half hour with you. So those kinds of things are the way I always thought and still hope and dream that that's how Hollywood works. You know, someone sees you and they say, you know what, you did really well on this. We're going to now give you this. So that's how I got my own special. I didn't have to, like, you know, blow anybody or do blow with anybody. But I'm sure that it's relevant. I'm sure it happened. I'm sure someone like Whitney, you know, just had some great meetings and had a good break and has the right agent and manager or whatever, and that's how it came about. And you know what? I love when female comics get shows, so I don't begrudge her at all because the more successful her shows are, the more chances that a network will take on myself or some other female comic. So I'm always happy when anyone gets, you know, when any comic, but especially any female comic, gets some success.
Well, it's not like you don't have your own shows going, too. I know you've been working on pilots every year. Did you have any pilots this year that you worked on or that are working on now?
I did. Yeah, I shot one for Oprah's new network, but it didn't get picked up.
Oh, okay.
Working on the... Yeah. What's going on? What's that?
Are you working on any in the future? Did you do you have anything in the works?
Yeah, always. Yeah, I'm writing one with someone right now, and it's being chopped around. So there's always
very
always
good.
Something. But you know, Dave Chappelle shot. This is a rumor. Who knows? I want to say, like, I don't know, 24 pilots before, you know, one of them picked up. So
yeah, oh yeah,
really, you got to play the lottery to hit it. So it's really like just keep trudging along.
You know what I was wondering? Someone even said to me the other day, I'm just wondering if you ever get this, and this will be the last Whitney Cummings question I have. Do you guys get confused for each other? Do you ever get someone asking you if you're Whitney Cummings? Because someone
said
the other day, maybe this is just a guy who is way too horny, but someone said to me the other day, it's like they're twins, which in my
what?
Head, like it's like I could jerk off to both of them at the same time, and they look alike. It's much easier for him because he looks so much alike. I heard that the other day. I was wondering what? If you get that ever.
Wow, that is like the most blanket. Like, that's like saying, like, hey, Chris Rock and Mike Tyson look so much alike. It's the same person. It's like, really? Because they're both black? Like, that's it? Because
like,
we both have tits?
Oh. I don't see it. Maybe I'll ask. I'll ask and see if she gets it.
I doubt it. I'm way more Jewy looking, number one. Second of all, she's actually younger than me. So I'm glad that you think you're the same age. Yeah, she's younger than me.
So she says, correct, correct, yes.
What's that?
I said, so she says, and you're correct, yeah.
What do you mean, so she says? I think she's like 10 years younger than me.
You know, I got to tell you something, Kira. I have seen you both in person.
That's creepy.
We've already brought this up on the show before, so I don't want to detail on it, but I don't believe for 1 second Whitney's 28 years old.
Wait. I'm not 38.
Yep.
Okay, so she's not 10 years.
You.
Okay, so she's not 10 years younger than me, but she's definitely younger than me. I'm not 38.
Maybe. You look good. You look good.
No, but she's so much younger. She's 28? Oh, okay, I thought she was like 25. All right. Maybe she's 28. Yeah, she looks good. She's very attractive, very skinny, you know. She's like that.
I am 27, though, so I kind of get this feeling I know what 27 looks like.
I'm 25.
And I don't know. She looks a little older than me. A little bit.
Well, listen. I don't know.
You look good. I got to tell you, I had no idea you were older than she was. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm much older, and I'm older than a lot of. I'm older than Chelsea Handler.
Oh wow!
Oh boy!
You don't.
Yeah,
look,
people think that Chelsea is like 45. I don't think she looks 45, but you know what it is? It's like the industry and the world wants the best of both worlds. You know, they want that funny female who's like smoking hot, but then like can hang with the guys, but don't be too old. But don't be too curvy. But you know what I mean? Come on. Can't we all?
I agree. I agree.
Like our stomachs 24 hours a day.
I agree with you, and that's why I kind of hope that a lot of these sitcoms that are based around women this year do okay, because you know you'd like to see more talented women on TV, and maybe men will get more acclimated to watching television that has a lead with a woman in it.
Yes, I mean, I would hope so. And not like Roseanne Barr, who they don't have to feel threatened by because during her show she was like, you know, 300 pounds or whatever.
Right, right.
Which,
well,
again, you know, that sitcoms, I think, I mean, so well written and so funny all the time. But, you know, the main female lead had to be really unattractive.
Yeah,
that
yeah. It does kind of seem like women have to be one extreme or the other in order to have a... yeah, it does seem that way. But you know what I've noticed? The sitcoms with the really hot women don't seem to work out. They don't seem to work out that well by themselves. Like, how many shows where it was like the comedian's name and then they don't work out. But, you know, what was I thinking? What's coming out this year?
You know who was a really good mix? Elaine on Seinfeld.
Yes, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Beautiful and fun.
She was like, you know, it was like the early 90s, whatever. Most of the series. She was a little dowdy, but you know, she was very pretty. She wasn't over the top. Didn't have to be super skinny. Didn't have to be super tall. She didn't have to be this. That she just could be funny, but also really attractive.
Yeah.
That show was, you know, its own little microcosm. It was special in so many different ways.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, how did you get involved with the girls behaving badly? I know that was your project, wasn't it? Or you were a big part of it?
Well, it wasn't my personal project, but I was one of the four main cast members. Yeah, and I just auditioned like everybody else. I just went out and I went in to audition one day, and there was a huge room full of every female comic in town. And so I had a good time just hanging out before my audition. I was just chatting with everybody, and I had no idea that, you know, I didn't even get a call back. I just got straight booked.
Yeah, you know, and what I was going to ask you then is, do you prank people in real life, too? Are you a prankster in real life, or is it just on the show?
No, I am. I am in real life. You know, I think I'm just going to have to start somehow surgically implanting, like, hidden cameras in my body, because I've, like, done five hidden camera shows, you know, The Tonight Show being one of them. I'm on a Disney show right now that I was writing on, and if it gets picked up for another season, maybe we'll, you know, write on it some more. Another hidden, you know, I mean, so many hidden camera shows.
Yeah, you're the female Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, I wish I could. I had his bank account. I wouldn't mind. Oh. I would not mind at all. And his body.
Oh, and his body. Yeah, me too.
You can go around punking other female comedians.
No. No.
Have you ever
pranked another comedian?
You know what? Here, I'll give an example of like a real life, you know.
Yeah.
Very small little thing that I did.
Uh-oh.
My dad got remarried a while ago.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Long time ago, before 9/11, when you could, like, meet people.
Now, your dad, he's probably, like, hardcore Ukrainian, right?
Yes. Yeah. Why would you bring up my dad that he's hard? I mean, he is, but he's a very virile man. And it's not your business that he wears small little bikini man underwear. Not the point. yes, he is. And he married a Russian woman. And, again, before 9/11, remember how you could go to the gate to meet people when they landed? Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Those days? Yeah. So this is my first time meeting my stepmom. They flew down to San Diego. I was going to college. And it was around Halloween, and the airport was covered in, like, Halloween, you know, like, skeletons and witches' hats and things and, like, you know, the fake cobweb, all that stuff. And I decided I was going to steal all of these decorations off of Southwest walls and basically dress up in this impromptu makeshift Halloween. It was, like just a mishmash of like all these, like I had a witch's hat on and I had like skeleton stuff and cobwebs all over. You couldn't tell it was me. And my dad comes walking out the plane right past me and my stepmom is right behind me and I just jump out and scare the hell out of her. Well, she pissed herself, was screaming, crying, like yelling, and that was my first time I met her. And then of course I'm like, I'm just kidding, hey, how's it going? But like stuff like that, like anytime I can do something spontaneous, just to mess with someone, you know, I will jump back because it's a sickness. It is a mental sickness.
Well, I know you're married, but I bet you get hit on all the time, and I bet you really fuck around with the you know, guys' minds when they're hitting on you. I'm sure.
Yes, yeah, I like have some fun in the grocery store when someone's kind of like, you know, with a lame ass pickup line, like I'm feeling a honeydew to see if it's ripe, and they're like, yeah, it should be soft and blah blah. You know what I mean? I do. I might mess with them. But I was once in a. Do you guys have CVS? Do you know what CVS is?
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
I think we've
heard of it.
Yeah, Walgreens, Rite Aid, whatever. I was buying deodorant.
Yeah.
I was buying deodorant, and so I'm smelling two different deodorants. I'm smelling the ocean breeze and I'm smelling the fresh mist. Like, see which one I like better for my pit, right? This chick comes walking down the aisle and I'm sniffing deodorants and she thinks that she's in the middle of a Girls Behaving Badly episode because she sees me in the deodorant aisle and flips out. She's like looking for the camera. She's like, oh, no. You think you got me? And I'm looking at her like, what happened? She's like, no, girl. And I'm literally like just staring. I thought I was on a camera show. She's like, no, I found some rest. Where are you guys at? Where y'all at? She's running up and down the aisles looking for hidden cameras. You need to seriously take a knee, pump your brakes. I'm just buying deodorant. Like, I'm off duty. Yeah, like, you need to relax. It's not like 24-hour Kira hidden camera show all the time.
She totally thought you were punking her again.
She totally thought that she was on TV right then and there in the middle of the CVS.
In a CVS.
Deodorant aisle.
Maybe if you're testing out the toothpaste or something.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I can't just be getting some, you know, extra dry weave, super maxis, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
just do that. Kira, are you one of the not-so-depressed comedians? Because there's not many. Or do you?
Yeah, there aren't.
Yeah.
I get an email sometimes from the Laugh Factory. They're doing, like, a thing for comics. They have a therapist for free.
Wow.
Any comedian that wants to talk to a therapist, free, on the Laugh Factory's bill. And, you know, I get their mass emails, and, you know, they're like, hey, free therapy, and I get paranoid. I'm like, oh my God, maybe there's something wrong with me because there's nothing wrong with me. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Like, I'm thinking, my God, maybe I do need therapy because they keep telling me I should have therapy. What if I don't need therapy, but that's because I need therapy? Like, you know what I mean? I'm so confused. I know. I wish I was a drinker. I wish I had some cool vice like that, but I don't.
No, you're just funny. You're funny outside of stand-up, and you're funny during stand-up. But a lot of the stand-up comedians I know, they're not so funny when they're not on stage. They're kind of like I do stand-up, and when I'm around other stand-up comedians, they're not so funny.
Yeah, that's always weird to me. Isn't that weird to you? Like,
yeah,
when you want to
very weird. I hate it.
And crack really. Jokes, and
yep.
And they're like, what's going on? Why are you cracking jokes?
No, because I think people like fans of stand-up think that we all go to this like green room after the show and sit around like cracking jokes, like it's the Friars Club back there or something, and they don't understand. It's a bunch of guys talking about how shitty their sets were that night, drinking and smoking, and going, what am I going to do with my life? I didn't get a sitcom this year. I didn't get a pilot. It's awful.
Yeah, I try to kind of stay away from those types because that brings you down. I only want to hang out with comics that do want to, you know, talk shop and crack jokes and make each other laugh. That
me
to
too.
Me is another part of the reason I got into it. So I guess I would have a different career.
Are we less successful because people don't pity us for our depression?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, we're missing that Robin Williams career because we're not asking for enough sympathy.
I wish I was beaten more as a child now. Darn it. Is it too late to get retroactively beaten? Can I go to my parents and be like, hey,
yeah, you gotta sell them.
I gotta get another 5 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta sell them. I already told my parents if TMZ or Perez Hilton never call, here are the things I bet they're calling about. Here's the list. This you need to memorize.
Is Perez Hilton still doing anything?
I think he does. I think he has that website. I never go on it. No, unless it's hyperlinked through something. Not to sound nerdy, but unless it's hyperlinked, I don't usually go there. No.
People in Chicago don't give a shit who he is.
You think?
I don't really. And I'm people really into it all, and you're into it all,
yeah.
And you don't care.
I'm moving out there, and
so
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, so what? He made a career off.
I don't really like that we talk about celebrities' personal lives that much. I don't think it's a big deal.
Public spotlight, though, so.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm scared that if I get successful, people will talk about my professional,
it's okay.
My
as
personal
much dirt
life.
As I have on you, you have on me.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm not worried about you.
Yeah, because you'll fuck me over.
I'm worried about people like Kira. Kira's seen my chest hair. She'll tell everyone how hairy of a beast I am. She's seen my.
I am a big fan of chest hair.
No,
big fan.
Mine.
I will never talk badly of. I'm being serious. I'm a huge fan.
No,
I think men should be hairy.
When we met with you for drinks, and
all of us are showing our chest hair.
Right? I got to tell you though, Kira, I don't see any people from that project anymore. But when we met with you for drinks, I had my chest hair popping out, and she loved it. And then I found out.
I love it.
And I.
Are you kidding me? Oh, it's like a hearth that you want to sit beside, like a warm fire. You just.
How about back hair?
Just get cozy. Yeah. I don't like it when guys get all obsessed about. Shaving and turning into a 12-year-old girl. Like, what? Don't do that.
No, not every guy's got to look like Justin Bieber. I agree. You know, I like my women with a little chest hair, too. I like them, too, with a little chest
absolutely.
Hair.
Absolutely. There you go. And that brings us back to the Russian escort website. We've come full circle.
Oh, I missed this part. I was outside smoking.
Yeah. Yeah,
what
you missed
the
part.
Russian escort website.
You missed the part that wasn't about you. What a shock.
How the hell was that about me? Like I mail order my brides.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Just one, and I had no other choice.
They take all your shit, you know. No offense,
what shit
no
do
offense,
I have to
Kira
them?
Being Russian. No offense, but you know they take all your fucking shit.
Like what? Where are they going to have?
That's what I'm saying. No offense taken. I'm complaining about.
Where are they
going to
take? What?
Well, yeah, they can't take your dignity. That's
are they
already
steal
gone.
My precious moments collection? My Star Wars collection?
Your Legos?
My
your Legos?
Legos? Bitch, touch the Legos. She gonna get knocked the fuck out.
right, let me tell
you that. What's sad about all this, Kira, is he does have a Lego collection.
I love Legos. We've told this
story before, but on Black Friday,
day after Thanksgiving, I always get up early in the morning, go do the shopping. I love it. It's kind of relaxation for me. But downtown Chicago on Michigan Avenue, I got the Lego store, so I always stop in there and pick up a Lego set.
Yeah,
it's fun to put
together. And Pat and I got to stand in the Lego store with a bunch of 5-year-olds running around for 2 hours while you pick out Legos. It was like an hour.
Isn't there like a court order where you got to stay like 100 yards away or something?
And that's us.
Yeah, I'm not allowed in the Lego store, actually.
I mean, isn't it like parks where you have to have a child with you if you're going to go to one of those kinds of establishments?
Yeah, I told my mom and dad I went to Toys R Us the other day to look at this video game. And they're like, what are you doing at Toys R Us? And my mom,
really?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, you're a pedophile. No, I'm checking out video games.
Was she wrong?
I'm checking out video games.
Yeah, sure you are.
Did you happen to tell her the video game was Little Naked Babies?
Little Naked Babies. That's a good game.
What video games were you looking at?
I was looking at the new Madden, which is not out yet. I thought it was, though. But NCAA. NCAA is coming out in like a week or two. I go there like once every couple of months to look at the games. Oh, and I got to buy classic controllers for my Wii. That's neither here nor there. So anyway, Kira, talk to me here, darling.
Yes.
Showtime. You had a special recently on Showtime, which I don't know if it's in the cycle right now, but Here Comes Trouble, which I did see. Talk about it.
Yes. It will probably be in rotation again, hopefully very soon. It did well, so I'm excited about that. And it was really fun to do. I just decided when they told me I was going to have my own half hour, I decided I was going to write primarily about being a Russian immigrant. So I sat down and I just wrote a bunch of jokes just for that special. And it was really nerve-wracking because, you know, most people do their specials with material they've been doing for like a decade, and I decided I was just going to go crazy and just do material that I had worked out for 4 months. But it did well.
Yeah. No, I think it's funny. How do you sell a father from Russia that you've left Russia because you don't want to be poor or whatever? You come here, but then you tell him you're going in the entertainment business where a lot of people end up poor sleeping on floors.
Yeah, exactly. The whole reason we left Russia. I know they weren't thrilled when I first told them. They were still in denial until about like maybe 5-6 years ago. but they're very happy now. Because I told them with the money I get from working in showbiz, I will get them the green card. So they're really looking forward to my success.
One day. Mikey, is that my last cherry 7-Up? You fat hog. Is that my last one? I swear to God, if that is my last cherry 7-Up, I'm going to ban you from my refrigerator.
It was already open in the fridge.
Kira, when people come over to your house and they take your last one of a beverage, do you get a little angry?
I don't drink cherry 7-Up, so I don't. There obviously is a very special relationship you have with it. You've probably seen it through some dark times. So I don't know. I would not have that kind of reaction. Mikey,
you're getting close to 400, though. You couldn't grab a Diet Coke? A water? With 130 calories in that puppy. Sugars.
Oh.
Dyed reds. This is ridiculous. Why do
so,
I even...
How long ago was that project that we worked on?
Oh, my God. That was garbage. That was like a year ago, right? Year and a half?
Was that a year and a half ago?
What even happened with that? Do you even know what happened?
No.
I just know it turned into a huge mess, and I left. I go, I can't
what?
Do it.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
I don't know. It just got into a huge mess. They filmed part of a pilot, or they filmed most of a pilot, and then ran out of money. They were totally unprepared budget-wise. And it was...
Who ran out of money?
Okay. For the people listening, a comedian who used to be on Saturday Night Live was doing a late-night talk show pilot. It was going to air once a week or something, blah, 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 whatever. So he went out, and instead of getting money from a studio, he gets money from a bunch of, people in Chicago that are in the nightclub business. Not really my first move I would have made. But, okay, cool. And then they wanted Kira to appear on the show, so we meet with Kira, and we have drinks, and she's lovely, but I'm not really there to sell her on anything. I'm just there to hang out. And so you and I got along well, and I have, I love you. You're great. But so what ends up happening, though, is we come back from L.A. They film this pilot. They run out of money to film, like, the last part of it, and they ran out of money to do post-production on it. They were short, like, 30 grand or something.
Oh, I understand. Well, okay.
But I don't understand how someone's in the business and you take a pilot to a bunch of nightclub owners.
Yeah.
Don't you take studios? Like, am I just crazy? Don't you have your agent pitch it?
Yeah, I would think. There were a lot of kind of wackadoo things that went down with that. Yeah, so that's unfortunate. Doodle. I was going to pitch my next project with the guys that, take care of the garbage here in Los Angeles. They're also reputable, so trash is definitely a good idea.
Yeah, they may run out of money, too.
Yeah, they might not be in the most. Darn it. Well, hopefully something will happen in the future, and we will work together again one day.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, what I decided to do is I left that project and went out to L.A. for a while. I did some stand-up. I came back here. I started this show, and now I'm moving out there in December and doing the show from out there.
Wonderful. All right. Well, that's
among
fantastic.
Other things, hopefully. So we'd love to have you on when we're out there, and you can come sit
absolutely.
In. We'd have a good time. You can even bring your husband if you must. If he needs
so
to watch
nice
over
you.
He probably doesn't like you going to guys' houses.
He's very used to it.
She's happy. I asked her when I met her. I was very bummed out. Like, I was so bummed.
How about now, though?
She's gorgeous. I got to tell you.
Oh,
okay. No. But, no, Kira, now, you don't even have to listen to this if you don't want to. Okay, I used to have a crush on Lisa Marie Presley. Then I went out to... Now, hold on. Then I went out to L.A., and I saw her without makeup and stuff. Oh, my God. Now, Kira is one of those women that she looks beautiful even in the photoshopped photos, but then you go out there and
of course they look hot in the photoshopped
right,
photos.
Right. But then you go out there and she looks just like she does in the photos. And
because I went around a professional photoshopper who's constantly fixing me in post.
Follows you around.
Yeah, he follows.
I'm a hologram. People don't realize it's the new technology. I'm a hologram.
Gorgeous.
Oh, you're too fine.
You could have been a model. Do you have sisters? That's a good question, Len. Good question.
No. But what would I model for? Hasidic Weekly? What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, Hasidic Weekly.
Oh, my God. Are you insane?
Yeah, you'd be great.
Exactly.
I get location.
All right. You're very kind. Well, I look forward to doing your show when you come out here.
I look forward to you.
Yeah, please stay in touch.
That way, in doing the show kind of way.
And I promise I will bring you a cherry Coke so that you don't have to deal with that. Until I see you.
And if you do bring me a cherry 7-Up, I may let you braid my chest hair.
A cherry 7-Up? Whoa. This isn't a third world country, dude. We don't have, like, this crazy random drinks from nowhere.
Oh, there's no cherry 7-Ups up there?
They don't make those.
They
do. I was just bitching about it. They drank my cherry 7-Up, which has the Captain America people on it.
They make cherry 7-Up?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't give it to you people out there,
but
definitely us good people.
Obviously they don't.
They don't buy a cherry 7-Up, I guess, either.
There's no such thing as a cherry. That's like a unicorn. There's no such thing as a
cherry
7-Up.
Google it.
It exists. Have you seen those Coke machines, Kira, with the digital Coke machines where you get to pick all the flavors and everything?
Those are too complicated.
I love them.
That's a joke. That makes my drink experience.
So those are out in L.A., though, Kira?
No, I haven't seen them in L.A., but I've seen them when I'm on the road.
Oh, so you haven't seen one in L.A., though? That bothers me.
No.
Huh?
No, I think I saw one, something like that, at, like, you know, a rest stop out in Stretcher, Arkansas or something.
They're amazing. I need to get one of those machines. I hear they're $10,000 to buy and $3,000 a month to refill.
Well, your next investor.
Yeah. I'm
and $20,000 a month in adult diapers because you'll be shitting yourself all night long if you keep drinking.
Well, at least maybe I'll lose some weight.
Crazy, crazy flavors that were not meant to be together.
Oh, there's some great flavors in there. Oh, my God. They had strawberry lemonade Minute Maid. I'm in heaven. That's my favorite.
Oh, I
and then you
mix
it with some
mouth.
Light lemonade, so it's kind of diety. Oh, it's fantastic.
That's kind of diety.
And then to put real lemons in it, they have lemons at Firehouse Subs. They cut them up, and you could put real lemons in it.
Like a Chipotle.
Yeah. So it's not a fake lemonade anymore.
You wow. Wow.
It. It's fantastic. Highlight of my day. Kara, thank you so much. Do you have anything to promote?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Do you got anything to promote coming up? Anything to plug?
I'm on Disney on a show called Prank Stars with Selena Gomez right now. So check it out on Disney. And if
Selena
you are over the age of 14, please do not.
Yeah. So Selena Gomez, she's still going out with that Bieber fella?
I believe so, yes. I believe so.
Is she like 18 or 19 yet?
She's 18. He's, I believe, 16. Yeah.
Robin
it's
the
dirty. It's illegal.
Whoa.
It's illegal
whoa.
As far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
It's illegal as far as the court system's concerned.
I'll take care of that Selena Gomez. I'll take her off of that Bieber's hand. She's 18, you say? Yeah.
She's 18, absolutely.
I'll Jimmy Woods her. I'll take her off of the hand. Oh, what?
All right. Yeah,
thank
so
you,
Kara. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll have you on later. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. She's lovely. I like her a lot.
Show me this one. You're going to hook me up with.
What are you guys doing? Can you get back on the fucking show now?
We actually had an outstanding political discussion outside.
I hate your fucking guts for leaving the room.
Why?
I gave you Pat and Alex.
What did they bring to the table?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
What Pat say? What Pat say to her? What Pat say to her?
That's like having Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, and then you do the sequel with those two other guys. That's what you do to me? What did Pat say? Nothing.
Dumb,
Pat said nothing. And Alex
can
said
I be
less.
Jim Carrey? I'll be Jeff Daniels. He was in Glory. I mean, Gettysburg.
Gettysburg. You do like the Gettysburg. It's a good movie.
Yes. 5 hours.
I was in Yes Man.
Not as impressed with that as Gettysburg.
We're going to go into overtime in 2 minutes. We're still yapping.
No, we're not.
Oh, would you have nothing else to yap about?
Yeah, well, he was.
I love how
Lenny's
like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, he's like, we had this one of our political discussion, and wait, I'm Jeff Daniels?
I guess so. I guess you're Jeff Daniels, he decided. What are you looking at?
Some weird girls. They're Facebook stalking. Wait,
who's that guy? For real?
Really? That's BC?
Carmella, yeah. How do they know this girl?
Shit, that is Brian.
Hold on, let me text him.
He's
gonna hold on, I gotta go text Brian Collins. Hold on. Oh, Mikey, tell me about your life.
I'm regaining salesman of the month. And my back fucking sucks right now.
Just oh, so you sold
something
some new
for
cars?
Salesman of the month? Huh? Do you get something for salesman of the month?
Yeah, you get money.
No. Do they give you something?
Yeah, money.
No. No. Do you get
the
like
only
a car?
Thing that fucking matters, money.
Do they give you a car?
Money.
A car.
Are you a fucking idiot? We've
you
been
you get
this.
An award.
Anyway. So
you don't even get an award, you get a plaque.
Can I talk about a new story I'm reading here?
I don't care about it.
Beefcake Heroes. Joe Phillips brings gay superheroes out of the closet. We got Captain America here. We have Cyclops from X-Men, and they're all in their underwear and drawn on Huffington Post.
Is this like what was
Batman?
The, hold on. You guys remember on
from
SNL,
Sagatok, Michigan?
You remember on SNL they had the
ambiguous
Ace
and Gary.
Ace and Gary. How classic was that?
Or as I like to call them, Caesar and Alex. Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
No, that's actually not too far off.
No.
What happened to the days of SNL when they had that on? I mean, those were the days of ingenuity and comedy. I mean,
was it like a decade ago?
Yeah, SNL's not really funny anymore. No.
What happened? What causes this? How does we just stop getting good comics?
I don't know what happened.
What good comics are right now that you would go pay to see?
Oh yeah, who would you go see stand up, Mikey? Now let's say
I've seen Louis Black.
$25, we'll say $25 you got to spend. What comics would you see for $25?
What comics are selling for $25?
All right, time out.
Louis C.K.
Louis Black, I would see. Julio Iglesias, I would see.
Who's that?
Is he the fat Mexican?
Who is this fluffy guy people
keep telling me about?
You've
never heard of the five
hysterical.
Levels of fatness?
My friend Josh told me he's hilarious.
He's big, big, husky, fat, fluffy, and damn! You ever heard that?
Oh, he's so funny.
And
that's
he says
funny.
He's in the fluffy category.
That's yeah. funny. Big, husky, what were they?
It was big, a big, husky, fat, fluffy, and damn! And he talked about it, he goes, now that we all know they understand the five levels of fatness, he goes, you ever been walking down the street and see a girl and he's been like, damn? He's like that, and that's how you know it's a fat bitch.
He sounds funny.
No,
I like
good.
That.
You should tell him about the story.
I should
check
that check
out. He did a great stand-up on Comedy Central Presents.
Joan Rivers. I'd still go see Joan Rivers and Don Rickles.
You know what? I'm gonna have to say, just for the heart of the classic and the old soul inside of me, Don Rivers and
Joan Rickles?
Yes.
Yeah, they're real good.
I got to see George Carlin before he died.
Yeah,
he
Carlin?
Was good.
Yeah, he was good. He was the best.
Carlin was... You know who I always wanted to see?
Ooh.
God, this is going to be terrible. I'm doing this on the air. The guy who smoked cigars lived to 100.
George Burns. Yeah.
Dude.
Classic.
Absolutely. That is one guy that
Burns I... Burns and Gracie. Gracie and Burns.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There is the Brockton Rocks baseball team is selling an $80 hot dog.
There's
caviar, creme fraiche,
creme fraiche,
whatever, and mushroom dust on it.
Well, hopefully it's more than mushroom dust.
I don't. Is that a drug reference?
If it's an $80 hot dog.
Are they using the good kind of mushroom dust? You know what I'm saying?
Mushroom dust would have to be a truffle. Here's the reality. I'm going to throw out there on that. For that to even be possible, it couldn't even be very good caviar if it's a full size hot dog. To be honest.
Well, it's an $80 hot dog, but they're only $15 seats to go there. So
really? What ballpark is this?
This is in the Brockton Rocks of the Can-Am League, an independent baseball team. They're in Massachusetts, Brockton, Massachusetts.
A lot of money in that area.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
it's Massachusetts. Are we done? Is it smoke time?
Jesus.
I don't know. I think Mikey's having a good conversation.
I didn't know we had
right
a
now.
Dictator on the show.
Yeah, Mikey's doing well here.
Yeah.
You just got to cut off Mikey.
Oh, is that right?
Mikey, are you going to be on the show tomorrow?
Actually, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I got a lot of. I'll probably get by about 9:30 at the earliest.
He's selling.
So I'll be on the show.
Cards like hotcakes.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'm very good at my job. I'm very bashful. I don't like to talk about it, but I'm very good at my job.
It's okay. I'll fuck you up.
Oh, wait. 17 all-time worst bathroom fails.
Oh, boy. Well, time out.
Why don't you drop that more often than he drops the beef stand?
We got to start this. Because I don't talk about work.
Yeah, he doesn't like talking about work.
Really?
I'm a car salesman. We'll leave it at that.
What does that mean?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? I'm a car salesman. We'll leave it at that.
What if you got people come in now? They need cars.
Yeah, but
this is like free advertising for you. They're only going to come to see you.
He's got to talk about like it's the mob, though. He's like, that's all we'll say.
I run numbers. Don't ask me how I do it.
I'm still doing a show, asshole.
Assume a lot.
It's always this fucking Pat DeStefano when he's on the air. He's got to walk around.
Mr. Beef and Pizza. North Harlem.
North
Beef and Pizza, North Harlem.
War. Taxes.
Beef.
Beatles.
Beef.
Why are we talking about
the Beatles? Good point. But it's always Alex that starts it, though. He's the instigator. That Luisi is the instigator. He goes, oh, Pat, let's talk. The deceiver. There is a. What was that sound? What did I just hear? What was that? You got to see this. We can't do it on the air because you can't see it. But on the Huffington Post, they have the 17 all-time worst bathroom fails pictures. I'm looking at stalls right now where the door's so high you could see the person's face and body while they're taking a shit. How bad is that?
Yeah, it had to be on purpose.
You think?
Yeah, unless Nicole.
What else do they got here? They have two urinals next to each other. Yeah, what's with the children's urinal, by the way?
You know, I never understood that.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You're taking a piss.
Yeah.
There's a ton of urinals.
Yep.
Somebody walks in, goes right next to you.
Yep.
How do you feel about that person?
I hate
now
it.
They can go to 10 different urinals.
I hate it. I hate it. That's a Len Cannata move.
You walk into a
stand
bathroom
next to someone who's already pissing, even though there's 10 open urinals.
Especially like when you're at a.
Don't you like the comfort of being close?
No,
no.
When I'm at an AMC 30, okay, and there's 14 urinals and there's two people in it, there's no. I really don't need to stand next to you.
I really don't need to. No.
I don't need to come over and be like, you just raised my self-esteem.
Here's the bathroom at Mr. Beef on North Harlem. The one you have to climb in through the ceiling because there's no room to walk in.
Actually, correction. That's the bathroom on his boat.
I was you've been to the Mr. Beef bathroom, haven't you, Mikey?
I've never ventured.
I did tell Pat. Look, Mr. Beef at North Harlem's fantastic, but they need a new men's bathroom. I can't fit in the fucking thing. You got to Vaseline me out. You've been in the bathroom, haven't you?
No, the smallest bathroom I've ever been in was probably the bathroom on the Metro train.
Are you guys still Facebook stalking people?
Yes, they are.
Who are you sexting? Why?
Matt, I'm just going to throw this out here. I think it might be time to call it a night and tell everybody we love them. And,
I like having you on the show, though, Mikey. I feel like it's actually getting good now.
No, I enjoy being on the show. I just, you know.
Mikey, you always bring the good.
I appreciate that. I'd like to be on the show more often, but I work
like
late
to be
nights.
On more often.
I sell cars. That's it. All right, that one.
I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to go out. Well, like you care. You ain't even listening, are you? He's a wise guy. All right. Okay. Wise guy. Wise guy. For real?
Well, you fucked it up. Folks, thank you for listening tonight. It doesn't flush. It's just running. Jiggle the handle.
Who was the last one in there?
Who was the last one that used it? Before me. You just said that you just went in there. No, I went in there before we started the show.
What'd you do to my plumbing, Kanata?
I took a piss. I went in there before we started the show. Someone else used it. I'm going to.
Yeah, you can play that on this show. Go ahead. Because that's how I feel right now.
Well, welcome to this section here.
Well, I guess this song would be perfect to play since I can now go check on my toilet. Have a good night, folks. Tomorrow night, Ron Zimmerman. I'm looking forward to it. Here you go.
Love you.